Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
Preps Radio presents the high school baseball game of the week. Here's Clark Johnson.
Live from Platte Valley High School in beautiful Kersey, Colorado, on a gorgeous spring day here in Colorado. It is the Preps Radio game of the week here. It is the Platte Valley Broncos at home today against the Valley Vikings. I'm Clark Johnson. Pull up a chair and spend the afternoon with us. It's going to be fun today. Two teams that in the best league in this state. Okay, they might have losing records, but both are fighting to make the playoffs. And we'll see what that lines up today in our game of the week. We get to the Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine pregame show. Regardless of your age or athletic ability, perform at your peak with Proactive. More online at ProactiveColorado.com. What a great Rockies rundown today. Jerry Schimmel and Tanner Schwint taking it out of the park as the Rockies try to get back on the run today. So every Thursday, 2 o'clock, tune in for great content on Rockies Rundown with the two of them. And Jerry has to put up with Tanner all day long. Oh, it's just great stuff. The best, one of the best announcers in the history of the state, and Jerry Schimmel, so glad to have him aboard here on KFKA. All right, Broncos and the Vikings today. At first look, you'd say, okay, is this the game of the week? Well, maybe not, but you're playing out of the best league in the state. I mean, the Patriot League is unbelievable. If either one of these teams, Valley or Platte Valley, were in other leagues in the state, they would be a top team in the state. And here they are in the Patriot League. They come in. The Vikings are 3-17. The Broncos are 3-16-1. But both have legitimate shots at getting into the playoffs this year. So with those kinds of records, the only reason you get there is because you're playing every single day with the best. And we'll see how that pays off today. Broncos will send senior Dade Gomez to the mound. 1-3 with an 8.24 ERA. And for the Vikings, Caleb Kashari, 1-6 with a 10 ERA. We could have some runs today. There's no doubt about it. It's Platte Valley. It's Valley. It should be fun baseball today here on a gorgeous day in Kersey. We'll come back in a moment. More of the Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine pregame show when we come back right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th. This iconic event will feature award-winning PRCA Pro Rodeos, concerts, Demolition Derby, the carnival, and plenty of family fun. The music lineup includes the great Brad Paisley, John Party, rock legend Stone Temple Pilots, plus Cole Swindell, Jordan Davis, and Jeremy Camp. Get your tickets now at GreeleyStampede.org or call 356-7787.
Hi, I'm Jolene.
And Kristen.
From Weld Community Credit Union, and we are offering home equity loans at a great rate.
And no closing costs, no annual fees, and we pay for the appraisal.
No kidding?
Dave, isn't that how we make our money?
Not us, and we are happy with record low interest rates.
Shut the front door, the back door, and the garage door, too.
Stop by Weld Community Credit Union or apply online at weldccu.com.
Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 399914.
Hi there, this is longtime high school coach Bruce Dick. Attention to detail and the drive for perfection is what has helped me be successful on the court. It's also what makes Advanced Roofing Technologies the best in their court, roofing. Advanced Roofing replaced my roof, and let me tell you, even I couldn't find anything they needed to improve upon. Brad and his crew at Advanced Roofing Technologies have been around for 29 plus years. That's almost as long as I've been coaching. For more information, go to advancedroofingtech.com.
In 2015, Alliance Irrigation brought top-notch service to Northern Colorado. Alliance Irrigation has 4 locations in 3 states, so you can say our experience in irrigation is well-rounded, not to mention being a Rinky dealer since 1992. We pride ourselves in customer relationships. We are here to be a part of your community. Give Alliance Irrigation a call at 970-353-1621. Alliance Irrigation is rapidly growing and looking to expand our team. Come by and fill out an application at 206 Hill Street in Kersey or give Mario a call at 970-616-2451.
He's no stranger to controversy.
Broncos are winning the AFC West. I'm saying it. There you go, Chiefs fans. You take away your premier weapon, take away a Tyreek Hill. I'm going all in. Write it down.
And he's not afraid to say what's on his mind.
You want to speed up the game. You say, all right, batters, once you're in the box, it's go time. If you back out, that's on you. If you're the one delaying the game, that should be on you.
Want a soft opinion from a homer? You've come to the wrong place.
Has his baseball decision-making been the greatest as far as the X's and O's? No. They've been very, 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 very bad. But from a business standpoint, he's a genius. Hopefully, getting people around him that can make better baseball decisions will help.
Always real, always fair, always honest.
And I still have that crazy take that nobody likes, that Joker's coming for the throne. He's going to take it from John Elway. When he won the Super Bowls, how many Hall of Famers was he playing with? How many Hall of Famers has the Joker played with?
The whole show, weekdays at noon on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
For the latest on the Broncos, the Nuggets, and the Rockies, listen to the whole show, weekdays at noon on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All righty, welcome back here to Platte Valley High School, our KFK Preps Radio Game of the Week. And we get Valley and Platte Valley, two teams about a stone's throw from each other here in northern Colorado. And they'll come out today. The Broncos, they've lost six straight in the meetings here. So Steve Kissler and the Vikings, 2017 state champions. That seems like 100 years ago, but really it's just a few years ago, and that's how high school sports can change. I mean, every 3-4 years you get a whole new group in there, and for Steve, talking to him about today. And when you talk to Steve and you talk about his family too, Ty Kissler having a great college campaign as well, just brings a smile to his face. But, boy, it's fleeting. To get to a championship is so hard. It's so difficult to get there, folks. And then to win it is just so, so incredibly difficult. And then to sustain that is almost impossible at this level. But for Steve Kissler and the Vikings, just not that far away. And now you're 3-17. You're taking on the 3-16-1 Broncos. And you think, okay, this is just a throwaway game. No, it's not. I mean, both of these teams, because of the league they play in, they've got a chance to go to the postseason. And you take both of these teams, you stick them in one of the other leagues in the state in 3A, and they're a competitive team trying to vie for a state title. It's just how good this Patriot League is as we get to the 5 of the 9 teams right now, RPI-wise, in the Patriot League are headed, our state champion teams. I mean, it's just a great league. We say it every day on Clark and the Coach, 11 to noon on KFKA, how great this league is. And this is the microcosm of that, these two teams that are fighting for a playoff spot today and for the next couple of days. Tuesday is the last day to get in. Tuesday, everything needs to be completed. And then Wednesday, the regional brackets will come out. We'll find out where everybody is. And then Friday, next Friday, folks, a week from tomorrow, we start the regional playoffs. 3 weekends in a row to find out who the best team in the state is in the 3A. Broncos, as we said, they come in the home team today, 3-16-1, 2-13. However, look what the Broncos have done recently. The last two games, huge efforts. They took the number 2 team in the state, the University Bulldogs, to extra innings. They took them to 9 innings. They almost beat the Bulldogs in that ball game. And they came off that and said, that's not enough. They beat Lions 5-1. Cody Rusink got the win that day, 7 innings, 9 hits, an earned run, 3 Ks. Howdy Johnson did his stuff at the plate. The sophomore, 3-for-3, a double, and a run batted in, and the Broncos were able to get the win. So Platte Valley playing very well coming in here. As far as the Vikings go, they've had it tough. They've lost 6 in a row. And they played some great teams, of course, in this league. Lost to Eden 16-1, 17-3. They lost to Rez 10-0. In the 6-game losing streak for the Vikings, they've been outscored 77-8. And so Steve Kessler's team would like to bank one out today. We'll see if they can do it. So it's Valley and Platte Valley today, and should be a fun ball game, no doubt about it. Let's see here. Let's go. Let's get a break. We'll come back in a moment. We'll get to our starting lineups. We'll do that when we come back, and we've got a look around the rest of the Patriot League, the rest of Northern Colorado. We'll do that when we come back here. It is the Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine pregame show. Regardless of your age or athletic ability, perform at your peak with Proactive. More online at proactivecolorado.com. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It's blues time again in Greeley. The 17th annual Greeley Blues Jam kicks off on Friday afternoon, June 3rd, in historic downtown Greeley with a free show on the 9th Street Plaza featuring Josh Hoyer and Soul Colossal. The music will be flowing from many downtown venues, and it will be like Beale Street West. On Saturday, June 4th at Island Grove Park, the music will be nonstop from 11:30 a.m. until 9 p.m., featuring the best in big-time blues artists, including the 2022 Grammy-nominated Kim Wilson and the Fabulous Thunderbirds, Ruthie Foster, Vanessa Collier, Mac Arnold and Josh Hoyer, and other Colorado blues bands. Enjoy our new location at Island Grove Park near the Event Center with lots of shade and open space. Enjoy great food and drink. Bring your lawn chairs and your family and friends to experience this great American music. Tickets available from the Stampede Ticket Office, Westlake Wine and Spirits, Booze Brothers Liquor, or online at greeleybluesjam.org. Stay tuned to KFK and win tickets. See you at the Greeley Blues Jam. After all, it ain't nothing but a party.
CNH Solutions in Ault prides themselves on being your one-stop shop for all your construction needs. Serving Northern Colorado and the surrounding area since 2008, CNH Solutions offers a wide range of services from aggregate, engineering and fabrication to logistics and midstream services. CNH is excited to announce the purchase and operation of their own new gravel pit. For more info, visit CNHSolutions.com or call 970-834-2247. That's CNH Solutions in Ault, a proud sponsor of Highland Huskies Athletics.
Do you drive a German car? The sophisticated electrical system on your BMW or Mini Cooper is demanding and needs a healthy battery as the heart of the system. Replacing these batteries before they fail is crucial to preventing additional system faults. Auto Taylor has the batteries with the correct fit and function for your Audi, Mercedes-Benz, and BMW. And they perform the specialized installation procedures as well. Auto Taylor on 16th Street in Greeley, where we've been tailoring your European automotive service needs for over 25 years.
Not every job is a big job, but they're all important. That's why at Ault Feed Mill, they have tote bags of feed that are easy to carry in the back of the pickup and custom rations to fit whatever your operation requires. You can also be sure to find custom feed for pigs, goats, and sheep. So when you're in need of the good stuff for your outfit, be sure to go to Ault Feed Mill. Call the feed mill at 970-834-2132 or visit them in Ault on the east side of Highway 85. Ault Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
The Greeley Stampede is the biggest event in Northern Colorado, and KFKA will help bring all the action to life on the airwaves. This year, join me, Brian Gary, and Tanner Schwint as we broadcast each and every PRCA rodeo event live from the Greeley Stampede. Bull riding, bronc riding, barrel racing, and even mutton busting. Hear all the action right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hear in-depth Preps coverage every weekday at 11 with Clark and the Coach on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back here to our proactive physical therapy and sports medicine pregame show in Kersey today. What a beautiful day. Wind came up a little bit, but I think it's settling down a little bit now. So we have just factored in wind this year in high school baseball in Northern Colorado. So we'll find out if things settle down a little bit here today. But should be a great ball game. Platte Valley and Valley today as they get together. Find out if one of these teams has a chance to make a run and get to the playoffs. Platte Valley right now a 31 RPI team. RPI, you need to look at two things. Where are you in the? Are you in the top 32? If you are, you make the playoffs. However, if there is a team outside of the top 32 that wins a league, and every once in a while there's a team in a very weak division that wins a league, gets an automatic berth in that field of 32, and then makes the playoffs, and it knocks that 32 or that 31 out. Bruce Dick and I were talking today, and Clark and the coach, about, you know, if you want to feel good, you're 30. Then a couple of teams can knock you out, and you get there. But we'll find out exactly what. Then if you do get there at 32, you're facing Eden, you're facing University. You have to go to a local team here that just has had your number. So, but you know what? Kids want to play. They want to play. So better to get to the postseason with really not much of a chance than not to get there at all. So we'll talk about it. Patriot League this year, Eden Reds number one in the – they're going to win the championship for the second straight year. Todd Hernandez and his group 14-0, undefeated in the Patriot League, and they've got two games left against Strasburg. So my guess is the Reds are going to be 16-0 in the Patriot League this year. University, who beat the Reds twice this year, but by God, I mean, you look at University, you look at Eaton, you look at Sterling, you look at Brush. Any four of these teams, I'm guaranteeing you, if they play great baseball in the postseason, can win a championship. All those games were close. So we're going to find out in the end who is the team that stands tall. But University 12-2, Sterling 10-4, Brush is 10-6 in the conference as they roll through here. But Eaton wins the championship for the second straight year. Resurrection Christian is 9. So yeah, you can you do the math at home. Five of the teams in the Patriot League are in the top 9. 5 of the top 9 teams in the state in this league. That's why Valley and Platte Valley are 34-31 right now. Got to be in the top 32 to make the playoffs. Other games in the Patriot League today, Strasburg goes to Eaton. Reds are going to probably sweep in that situation. They've got the championship in their pocket, but you still want to stay the one seed and get through there. Liberty Common goes to University. That's a walk in the park for Casey Miller and his club. Sterling goes to Res Christian. That's really the big matchup of the weekend, or at least of the week. Res Christian number 9 and Sterling number 4. And there, can Res Christian, can Luke Ruby and that group over there at Res Christian, can they get a split? Can they jump in against Sterling, who has been so good this year? And then you look at the Brush Beat Diggers. Last count for the Beat Diggers, 23 home runs this year for the team. Braxton Shelton, I think he's got 8, this kid who's just having a phenomenal year. If Brush wins the whole thing this year, Braxton Shelton's going to be your 3A player of the year. I don't think there's any doubt about that, but we'll find out just how good this is. This is going to be a terrific playoff coming up. And finally, for the first time in about 4 years, we're back at Butch Butler University High School, which I love. Tom Roach Field, too, is going to have the other section of the Final 8, and then we get Final 4 at Butch Butler on that first weekend in June coming up here. So we're 3 weeks of great baseball coming up for the postseason. Can't wait for that. And the Patriot League is going to have a ton to do with that. In fact, I'm just going out on a limb and saying right now, the Final Four this year, just like 4 years ago when Valley won this whole thing, I think the Final Four is going to be all Patriot League teams. So we'll find out what that looks like when we get going here. Let's get to our starting lineups today for the Valley Vikings. Steve Kistler, 2017 state champs. They've beat the Platte Valley Broncos 6 times in a row. We'll see what that looks like today. Vikings 3-17. They're 2-12 in the league, but the 34 RPI because they belong here in the Patriot League. Andrew Rankin will lead off. He'll play shortstop. Zach Miles, a senior, will hit second and play second base. Caleb Kashari, he's the hitter on this team. You're going to see him on the mound today. Kashari on the season, 1-6. 10.00 ERA, so you might have a lot of base runners today. 28 Ks in 25 innings, so he does like the strikeout pitch. Cam Dudley's at third base. He'll hit fourth for the Vikings today. Max Doolittle is at first. Raiden Pelletier is in left field for the Vikings. Carson Adolph is the catcher. Jackson Dudley's in center field, and Anthony Solis will be in right field today. For the Platte Valley Broncos, Preston Hofer leads off and plays center field. Howdy Johnson is the shortstop. Howdy in the game against Lions the other day, 3-for-3, a double and a run batted in. He'll try to bring his offense to the plate today. Dade Gomez, and we talk about Alliance Irrigation, a great sponsor on Preps Radio. Mario Destiny Gomez out here in Kersey running that shop. Dade Gomez is their kiddo. He's had a terrific year. He'll be on the hill for the Broncos today, 1-3 and 8.24 ERA. See how he fares for the Broncos on the hill. Avery Valenciano, another terrific Bronco who's had a great year at first base. Aaron Rios is in right field. Hudson Flummerfelt will bat in the sixth spot. He's at third base. Braylon Edstrom, another terrific multi-sport athlete, in left field. Nick Silvas is the catcher, and Zach Wymura, the point guard in the basketball team here for Brian Kanigi and the Platte Valley Broncos. He is at second base. He'll hit ninth in the order today. So that's the lineup for the Vikings and the Broncos. We'll come back in a moment. We're getting closer to our J9 Agency's first pitch. Back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I am Mike Leffler, and I am local. I sell insurance. The name of my company is Mike Leffler Insurance Agency with Goosehead. I have a digital app so you can see what type of plan works best for you. I can get insurance from over 20 carriers. I am direct and honest. That's why this radio ad is matter of fact. If you want insurance from a local guy that can help you get the best plan, then I'm your guy. Call me at 970-449-0286. Mike Leffler Insurance Agency.
When you find a great business that does things the right way, you could say it's as good as gold. In Eaton, they say it's as good as Gould. Gould Parts in downtown Eaton is your source for quality Napa parts. From car parts to truck parts to big machine parts, Gould Parts selection and quality is unmatched. It's elementary. Just write down their number and stick it on the fridge. 454-3355. When you need to find the right part, don't stress. Just call the best. Gould Parts in Eaton, proudly supporting Preps Radio on KFKA.
Let's go! Batter up! We're taking the afternoon off! It's a beautiful
Live from Platte Valley High School in beautiful Kersey, Colorado, it is the Thursday game of the week here on Preps Radio. The Valley Vikings and the Platte Valley Broncos. Two teams towards the bottom of this Patriot League, but as good as this league is, folks, we talked about it to you in the Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine pregame show. You're at the bottom of this league. You're in the top of the division in most of the other leagues in the state. So the Vikings and the Broncos today will figure out, does one of these teams have what it takes down the stretch to make the round of 32 in the postseason? Both teams coming in, Vikings 34 RPI, the Broncos 31 RPI. You got to make 32. Then you got to throw out anybody. And then once in a while, there's a team that wins a conference in the top 32 teams, and you got to boot out somebody. But my guess is this year you make the 32, and you're going to get in. Steve Kistler, just 4 or 5 years ago, 2017 state champions. Boy, I tell you what, it's fleeting to win a state title, and then it kind of gets away from you. But the cupboard's a little more bare in Valley this year, so we'll find out what they get today. But in the series meeting between the two, the Vikings have taken 6 in a row from the Broncos. Today might be another story, so we'll find out about it. All right, Caleb Kashari on the hill for the Vikings today, a junior. For the Broncos, it is Dade Gomez, the senior. Gomez going to deal here. It is Andrew Rankin, Zach Miles, Caleb Kashari, 1-2-3 in the order. And the first pitch in for a strike, it's 0-1. Pull up a chair, spend part of the afternoon with us here on a Thursday on Preps Radio. It's Valley and Platte Valley. Dade comes back again. Breaking ball is up in the zone, a ball and a strike. So already we can figure out Gomez likes to deal in a hurry. He gets it and pitches. Here comes Dade back. The 1-1 is a shot, and it is a fair ball or foul ball. Let's see. Didn't see anything. It's a fair ball inside the line. Home plate umpire made no effort to make a call on the play, and into second base with a double is Andrew Rankin. Wow, you think on that play, inside the line, within a foot, that the home plate umpire is going to be all emphatic about it. He just stood there. And no call. It's inside the line, though, and Rankin's at second base for the Vikings. So Platte Valley, or rather the Valley Vikings, with a good start here at second base. How many times are they going to mix that up today with the Platte Valley Broncos and the Valley Vikings?
Number 9, the Zachary Miles.
Zach Miles will step up second baseman here for the Vikings. Gomez deals, and the pitch is up in the zone. And it's a ball and no strikes. Set the Broncos defensively. Hudson Flummerfelt, the freshman, down at third. Howdy Johnson, a shortstop at second. Zach Waimura, the second baseman, he's a junior. Pitch missed outside right there. Two balls and no strikes. Avery Valenciano over at first base, the senior. It's Edstrom, Hofer, and Rios in the outfield from left to right. Gomez comes back and fouls this one away. So two balls and a strike here to Zach Miles. Miles in at 229, a double, a triple, 3 RBIs on the year. Here's the look at a pitch, swing and a miss, a breaking ball that was upstairs, and Miles hacked at it and missed it. So now even at the count, two balls and two strikes against Zach Miles. Gomez comes back, and this one fouled away back behind us, and it's two balls and two strikes. Vikings lost six in a row. Last week was tough. Look at what they did. Tuesday, they lost at Eaton 16-1. Thursday, they lost at home against the Reds 17-3. Did he get the outside corner there? No, just missed it. And it's three balls and two strikes. And then Friday, they lost at Rez 10-0. So in the six-game losing streak, 77-8, the Vikings have been outscored. Fastball outside corner, got him looking. Zach Miles was taking a walk to first base. He has to turn around and go back to the dugout. They struck him out. So one gone, and Caleb Kashari, who's been the offensive catalyst for Valley this year, leads the club in three different categories, batting .447. Four doubles, 21 hits on the year. And that one is going to go foul and out of play. Giving chase was the Bronco left fielder Braylon Edstrom. Like Edstrom on the basketball court this year for Brian Kenigi's team, the sophomore was terrific. He'll be an impactful player for the Broncos next year in the hardwood. Kashari set to go again. Deals ground ball and a changeup. That's hit down the right side, foul, so it's quickly no balls and two strikes. So right where they want to get this hitter. Gomez ahead against Kashari. Runner at second base, and Andrew Rankin leadoff double here for the Valley Vikings. Thank you to AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland for putting the care back into car care. This one's popped up left side. Hudson Flummerfelt, the freshman. Now the shortstop coming over. Do they get there? No. Trying to make a play is Howdy Johnson, the sophomore. Boy, that's a tough play behind the bag at third. It really is Howdy's baseball at shortstop coming over. Flummerfelt left it to him, and now it's in for a base hit. Rankin nowhere to go because they thought it would be a pop-up. So now two on and one out, and Cam Dudley checks in. Pitch to Dudley is up in the zone. It's a ball and no strikes. Talking about AMCO Fort Collins, they do way more than transmissions now, folks. That was 13 years ago. This one swung on and missed. So it's a ball and a strike, but they'll take care of it. Take care of my kids, cars, my car. Take care of the Johnson family. They'll take care of you. It's AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. Pitch waved at and missed again, strike two. Gomez came twice with the breaking pitch. I would go there again because it looks like Cam Dudley's having a tough time with a breaking ball. 1-2, he comes again and strikes him out, and the ball goes through the catcher. Silvis is back to pitch it, pick it up, the freshman. It's a strikeout, but the runner's at first base. Oh, my. So base is loaded and one out here. And the Vikings in business in the first inning. Max Doolittle, the first baseman, will come to the plate. Was a great pitch. You knew that Gomez was going to come back breaking pitch because Dudley was having such a hard time with it. Now you get a courtesy runner over at first here for the Vikes.
That base was occupied. Nope. Whoa, no. He's out.
Now they look at first base. Yeah, with first base occupied, is that an out? At first base. If the runner's going, that's a different story, but don't think he was going anywhere. And, yeah, now they're going to say that's an out. All right, so that is two away.
Not batting. Number three.
Runners are at second and third, and now that's a whole different can of worms for Dade Gomez. Pitch to the plate is popped up, and they can get out of this. Flummerfelt to third base, going back and up. Oh, no, the ball hits between them again. Hudson Flummerfelt twice in the inning on pop-ups is not able to put the can of corn away. And a run is in from third base. So Rankin is in to score. Kashari's to third. And Doolittle with a hit. And here is Raiden Pelletier coming up here for the Vikings. Wow, so Dave Gomez has got to be thinking right now, yeah, you're going to come to the mound and have a meeting with your pitcher and say, hey, you should be in the dugout. You got to kind of calm him down right here and say, hey, if your defense is playing, you're 0-0 in the baseball game. 1-0 now for the Valley Vikings. Thank you to Alliance Irrigation, a stone's throw from where we are today. Alliance Irrigation proudly supports high school athletics in northern Colorado. Located in Kersey, Alliance Irrigation will help you with all your irrigation needs. That's Mario and Destiny Gomez. Their kiddo Dade Gomez is the shortstop here for the Platte Valley Broncos. Best facility in the state, given football, basketball, baseball. You want to go somewhere, you want to go to a school and see the best facility, come out here to Kersey. All right, Raiden Pelletier, the left fielder, checks in now. Runners at first and third. Dade Gomez deserves to be out of the inning, but let's see what happens here. 1-0 for the Vikings here in the first. Gomez at the belt, comes to the plate, and the pitch is fouled away, right side out of play. No balls and a strike. Carson Adolph, the catcher for the Vikings, is out on deck. Home and home, and this one will be concluded Saturday in Gilchrist. Swing and a miss upstairs at a fastball. And no balls and two strikes. Two outs here, top of the first. A run in for the Vikings and a couple of pop-ups. Gomez at the belt, comes back 0-2 and deals with a breaking pitch low and away. Tried to get him to chase, and it's a ball and two strikes here. Broncos, a couple of big efforts coming into this. Last week, took the number two team in the state to 9 innings. That one waved at and missed. Good off-speed pitch by Dade Gomez, and he strikes out Raiden Pelletier, and the Vikings are gone. With a run, 3 hits in the first inning, some misplayed pop flies get a run home for the Vikes. We go to the bottom of the first. Valley 1, Platte Valley coming to play here in the bottom of the first inning. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Norfolk Iron and Metal is a family-owned business since 1908, and right now they're looking for you to join their family. One of the nation's largest metal distributors puts your success at the center of everything they do. Norfolk Iron and Metal is looking for regional Class A CDL drivers and are currently offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus. They're also looking for warehouse and machine operators. 2 weeks paid vacation in your first year of employment. Join the Norfolk Iron and Metal family. Start the journey online at norfolkiron.com.
For better than 40 years, Amco of Fort Collins has been a trusted name in car repair in northern Colorado. Now you can get that same expertise and unmatched customer service in Loveland. You can count on Amco of Loveland's certified techs to fix your car right the first time, every time. From transmissions to alignments or any of your total car care needs, and the best warranty in the business, contact Dave at the Loveland store today by calling 667-3006. Just across from the Sam's Club on Eisenhower, that's Amco of Loveland.
Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
We go to the bottom of the first inning out here in Kersey. Thursday game of the week here on Preps Radio. Platte Valley Broncos, the Valley Vikings. Both teams fighting to find a place into the field of 32 in the postseason here. A couple of pop-ups that it's really windy out here today, so you've got to kind of candlestick parkish if you can go back into the 70s and 80s. Any pop fly is going to be a little bit of a difficulty today. Here's the look in the pitch. All the way to the backstop. Caleb Kashari in the first pitch off the glove of Carson Adolph. It's a ball and no strikes here, but a couple of pop-ups around third base caused the Vikings to get a run in the first. So here are the Broncos. Preston Hofer, Howdy Johnson, Dade Gomez. This ball bunted up along third base. In to pick it up is Kashari. Throws to first. It's dug out, but not kept by Max Doolittle, the first baseman. And it is going to give him a base hit here. That's a tough play on a good bunt by Hofer. So a runner at first for the Broncos, down 1-0. And Howdy Johnson will come to the plate. On Tuesday, the Broncos beat Lions 5-1. Howdy Johnson, the sophomore, 3-for-3, a double and 3 RBIs. And the pitch way outside here for a ball, 1 ball and no strikes. Howdy's had a good year. Is he going to be the quarterback for Troy Hoffman's football team next year? That's the question. Probably the leader in the clubhouse, I would say. Here's a throw over to first and the runner back. That's a good move by Kashari. All right, set to go again. Kashari looks over at first base, comes back to the plate, and the pitch is popped up. Left field, that's going to be Raiden Pelletier. Look at that wind take that ball away from Pelletier. It's over his head and in for a hit. Everybody moves up 90 feet. This is going to be one of those days. Three balls already. How many hitters have we had? We've had one, two, three, four, five, six. We've had eight hitters in the ball game, and three of the balls already have been affected by the wind. Wow, just a long base hit there. So two on, nobody out for the Broncos here in the first, and Dade Gomez coming up. Boy, isn't wind a wonderful thing for baseball? Pitch in for a strike right there. Wind in baseball is like if they had a tornado during a basketball game inside an arena. Wouldn't that be great? Here's the 0-1 pitch from Kashari. Ground ball foul outside the bag at third. Cam Dudley, the junior third baseman, had a look at it. Saturday, we got a big one for you folks on Preps Radio. The NCAA High School Baseball Conference. Why do you land? If you're Chassa, why do you land on a conference title of NCAA? Come on. Call it something else so people don't know where you're going. But, NCAA Conference Championship will have Erie and Windsor on Saturday. They play today. 14-2, both of those teams in league play. It's coming down to the championship on Saturday. Here's the pitch. Oh, good pitch. Fastball on the outside corner. Where was that? And they call it a ball. Kashari should have been walking off right there. First and second, nobody out. 1-2 to Dade Gomez. They'll throw back to first here. And the runner back in, Hofer, who had the lead. Cam Dudley, Andrew Rankin, left side of the infield. Zach Miles and Max Doolittle on the right. It's Raiden Pelletier, Jackson Dudley, and Anthony Solis in the outfield. And the 1-2 pitch sails high. It's 2-2. Carson Adolf, a freshman catcher, with the junior pitcher Caleb Kashari today. That for the Vikings. Here's the 2-2 to Gomez. Swing and a miss. And down goes Dade. So one gone in the first, and Avery Valenciano will come to the plate. Valenciano checks in, leading RBI getter on the team. That's where I go. Always look to RBIs for the guy that's getting it done. Avery, the senior out here. Pitch on the way, and a breaking ball is up in the zone. It's a ball and no strikes. Valenciano hitting 292, three doubles, a triple, and the 13 ribbies. Runners get their lead. Here's the look in the pitch, and a fastball missed away. In the dirt, they throw to third. They may have him. No, not in time, and the runners move up. So second and third, one out, and now Valenciano, a big chance for the Broncos to drive a couple of runs home here in the first inning. A run for the Vikings in the first and a couple of wind-aided pop-ups. Kashari set to go, comes back, and he misses away. That one blocked away nicely by Carson Adolf, the freshman catcher. Tomorrow, Clark and the coach, 11 o'clock. Myself, Bruce Dick, Pete Freeman, high school coach over at basketball coach over at Highland High School, is going to jump in with us. Fastball missed up and out. It's ball four. So now base is loaded. We're going to have a lot of runners today. I think it's in the books.
Now batting number nine, Aaron Rios.
So two outs, and Aaron Rios will come to the plate here. Another multi-sport athlete here with the Broncos. What a terrific football player was for Troy Hoffman's team this year. Pitch swung on and missed. Chased a high one there. No balls and a strike. Hudson Flummerfelt, Third baseman is out on deck here for the Broncos. One out, bases loaded, 1-0 Valley. Breaking ball, outside corner, just missed. Wow, Caleb Kashari wanted that one. He did a little dance afterwards. One ball, one strike here to Aaron Rios. Comes back 1-1, ground ball, third base, wide of third, on through into left field for a base hit, and it gets by Raiden Pelletier, the junior left fielder. Two runs are in. Everybody moves up 90 feet, and the Broncos have the advantage. So Howdy Johnson in to score, Preston Hofer in to score. And Hudson Flummerfeld will come to the plate here for the Broncos. So 2-1. If you have the over today, go stand online. This is going to be a lot of runs today. Wind blowing right to left, out to left field. When we got here today, blowing straight out. Pitch is waved at and missed. Hudson swings through it, and it's no balls into strike. Flummerfeld to 278. Couple of doubles, six runs batted in this year for the Broncos. Comes back, and that one's hit to left field. Coming in a hurry is Pelletier. Now in his tracks, makes the catch. Tagging from third, that's Valenciano, and he'll score. And it's a 3-1 Bronco lead on the sack fly by Flummerfeld. So 3-1 for the Broncos, the 31 RPI team. 30 top 32 make it, unless, of course, there's a team that wins a conference that's not in the top 32. Once in a while that happens. Pitches up here. It's a ball and no strikes. Braylon Edstrom, the left fielder, jumps in. This sophomore was impactful this year on the Bronco basketball team. Just hitting a .179, trying to get it going, three RBIs. Kashari deals outside corner, just missed it again. Caleb, I think he's a little frustrated here in the first inning. He's had two or three pitches that kind of grazed the outside corner, getting no help from the blue behind the plate. Two balls and no strikes. Comes back, waved at and missed. He tied him up inside. So two balls and a strike here to Braylon Edstrom. Sophomore digs in against the junior, Caleb Kashari. Swinging a ground ball third into the Valley Viking dugout. And it's two balls and two strikes. Colorado Rockies off today. They'll get going again tomorrow with a three-game set coming up. See if they can get back on the roll. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Missed it away. 3-2 now. First base open. This is already the seventh hitter of the inning, though, so if you're Caleb Kashari, you want to just get to the dugout. All right, set to go. Three balls, two strikes. Kashari deals down low. Ball four. So Edstrom to first now. Two on for the Broncos, already up 3-1 in the ballgame. And Nick Silvis, the catcher, coming up here for Platte Valley. Broncos trying to snap the streak here against the Valley Vikings, their neighbor, who has beaten them six straight times. Fastball in and over for a strike. No balls and one strike. Last winning season for the Broncos, 2014. Jared Cronquist was the coach. They went 13-6, lost in the regional final. That pitch waved at and missed way out in front of it was Silvis. So two outs here. No balls and a strike. Silvis at the plate. Kashari comes back and the pitch waved at and missed and down he goes. I guess that was 0-2 because he got him and heads to the dugout. So strikeout there in the inning. What do we get? Three runs, three hits. We'll head to the second inning here in Kersey. 3-1 Broncos in front of the Valley Vikings. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Every athlete's goal is to be the best.
Over
over, the second baseman makes the play. Oh, doctor.
Hi, I'm Kyle with SOAR. SOAR is a scientifically oriented athletic regimen that brings out the best in every athlete. With training focused on muscular strength, power, endurance, speed, and agility, SOAR can help you rise above the competition. SOAR is located in a state-of-the-art facility called Balance Health. This gives us top-of-the-line equipment to help you train at the highest level. Check us out at soarathlete.com and let us help you rise above the competition.
Hey, how does this sound? A&W's juicy signature Papa Burger, crispy, golden fried onion rings, and the zing of spicy Papa sauce for dipping. We'd say that has a nice ring to it. The Papa Burger and onion rings combo, always at your local A&W.
Stop by today and get your delicious Papa Burger combo at A&W in Eaton, located just off Highway 85 on the north end of town. Open daily from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. A&W Eaton. Limited time only. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We head to the second inning out here in Kersey. 3-1, Broncos in front, the home team. And the wind has been a factor already. We'll see what it does here in the second inning. But both these teams trying to get to the playoffs. Valley 34 RPI. The Platte Valley Broncos, the 31 RPI. Got to get to the top 32 to see playoff action. And, of course, the kids want to get there. They don't care if they have to go play at Eaton, at University. They'll take it. They'll get to the postseason here. So let's just see what happens. Tuesday, next Tuesday, is the final game of the regular season. Wednesday, we'll have the regional brackets on Chassa. And then Friday, we get going with our local regionals. All right, for the Vikings, Carson Adolph will lead things off. 7-8-9, it's Adolph, Dudley, and Solis. And the first pitch down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes here. Dade Gomez, his second inning of work. And the senior deals, and that one in for a strike. One ball, one strike. Flummerfelt, Johnson, Wymura, and Valenciano in the infield. Pitch missed up and out there. So two balls and a strike. Edstrom, Hofer, Rios, the outfield, left to right. Nick Silvas, the freshman catcher, comes back, and that one's hit foul, left side. Think it's foul. It is going to drift foul. Nobody can get to it. It was Flummerfelt and Edstrom. Third baseman and left fielder giving chase, but it fell between them in foul grounds. And it's simply a two balls and two strike count. Thank you to our official restaurant of Preps Radio. That is, of course, A&W in Eaton. Pitch here, and that's fouled away again, left side out of play. A&W Eaton open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. every night. You wanted to get it at home? That's right, A&W in Eaton. Go to Uber Eats. They'll deliver for you. Pitch ground ball to shortstop here. That's up the middle. Great stop there by Howdy Johnson. Throws to first and got him. Oh, doctor. That is a defensive gem by Howdy Johnson. Hang a star on that one, folks. That is a defensive gem brought to you, of course, by Steamway Floor to Ceiling. Wow. Howdy Johnson just laying out. You figure that's just a base hit, even if he gets up with a baseball. And he makes a great play to first in time for the out. One of the better plays we've seen this year. So one away, and Jackson Dudley coming to the plate. Howdy Johnson, who's been so terrific for the Broncos this year. Shortstop, pitcher, of course, he's going to be the guy in the clubhouse that looks to be the starter at quarterback for Troy Hoffman's football team next year. So the sky's in front of the sophomore. Pitch here missed up in the zone here, a ball and a strike. Jackson Dudley, the center fielder, Anthony Solis is out on deck. Boy, what a play at shortstop by Howdy Johnson. That's a just low. Not sure where that missed. Three balls and a 2-1, I think. Come back, and the pitch is in for a strike, and he struck him out. Well, yeah, our board was wrong. That's a strikeout. So two gone here, and Anthony Solis, the right fielder, is coming up. So the ground out by Adolph, and then the strikeout here. Two gone, and Anthony Solis checks in. Dade Gomez having a good inning here. Dade comes back. That's in for a strike. No balls and one strike. Two outs here, second inning. Top half for the Vikings to trail 3-1. Gomez deals breaking ball that stayed up in the zone. And it's two balls and a strike right here. Home and home will conclude Saturday here in Gilchrist, actually. That one in for a strike, a ball and two strikes now. And then for the Vikings, they'll have one final game Monday at Ford Lupton, a non-conference game. That one missed away. So two balls, two strikes. Gomez, the senior, kicks and deals, and the 2-2 pitch popped up right center field. That could drop. Coming in a hurry is the center fielder, Preston Hofer, and the sophomore puts it away for the out. Vikings gone 1-2-3. A couple of good defensive plays for the Broncos in the second inning. No runs, no hits, nobody left. Head to the bottom of the second here in Kersey. 3-1 Broncos. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, everyone. I wanted to introduce myself to the people of Northern Colorado. My name is Stuart Koch, and I'm the new head golf professional at the Eaton Country Club. Golf is my passion, and I've been working in the business for over 25 years. The Eaton Country Club prides itself on having the very best greens in Northern Colorado, easy and available tee times, and affordable membership rates. I'm thrilled to be a part of the Eaton Country Club, and I invite you to become a part as well by visiting eatoncc.net. Once again, that is eatoncc.net.
When you think home improvement, you think Steamway floor to ceiling. When you think cleaning, you absolutely should think Steamway floor to ceiling. We specialize in carpet, tile, granite, and duct cleaning. Family owned and operated for almost 50 years, Steamway Floor to Ceiling's professional cleaning services will keep your castle looking brand new. One great company, two great services. Call 353-0133 and talk to one of our talented consultants, or check us out online at steamwayftc.com.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
We head to the bottom half of the second inning here in Kersey. Preps Radio Thursday game of the week. Big one coming up on Saturday. Bruce Dick and I. Bruce not going to be with us today, but he'll be back with me on Saturday as we get to the biggest game in the state. Windsor and Erie playing for the conference championship on Saturday at Windsor High School. 10 o'clock, we'll get Preps Rewind going for you, and then 11 o'clock, our J9 Agency's first pitch. It'll be Windsor and Erie on Saturday. 3-1 here in Kersey. And dealing quickly. We get Kashari and Gomez today, who like to deal like Jim Cott used to 150 years ago. The lefty would just play catch with the catcher, get it and throw it. Here's the look in the pitch. Breaking ball in for a strike. 1-2 now. For the Broncos here in the second, they hit eight batters in the first. Zach Wymura, multi-sport athlete here at Kersey, at the plate, and the pitch missed away. So two balls and two strikes to Zach. Point guard on the basketball team. This kid has really gotten good on the hardwood. 2-2. Kashari comes back. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a foul ball. And this one out of play here behind us. Good pitch by Kashari there. A 2-2 fastball that he put up in the zone. Sometimes hard to hit the high cheese, but that time Wymura caught up with it at least. Kept himself alive. Two balls, two strikes. Kashari back off speed, and he pulled the trigger and struck him out. So one away. Wymura just out on his front foot that time. That's a terrific 2-2 pitch by Caleb Kashari. One gone here in the second inning, and Preston Hofer stands in. 3-1 Broncos here in the second inning. Preps Radio Thursday game of the week here. And the pitch is up in the zone. Have you checked in to Good Morning NoCo? Oh, my God. You've got to. The best show in Northern Colorado in the morning. It's right here on 1310 KFKA. Hall of Famer Brian Gary, award-winning host Tanner Schwint. They've got you covered in the mornings from 6 to 9. So check it out. All know about the whole show, of course, 12 to 2 every single day. Northern Colorado's only live and local sports talk show. And, you know, right in the middle of it, there's a pretty cool show called Clark and the Coach. That's me and Bruce Dick. Have you on Preps Radio every day for an hour. Ball and a strike here to Preston Hofer, and the pitch waved at and missed. Again, Kashari came off speed. That's been his best pitch so far early in the ballgame. Caleb works quickly, comes back again, and that time the breaking ball stayed up. So two balls, two strikes. One out here, second inning, 3-1 Broncos. Kashari comes back in the pitch. Did he get him? He did. Boy, that's an Angel Hernandez strike out there. There's two away. So two gone. That looked up and out to me. I'm just saying. I like big strike zones. Really do. However, so two away, and Howdy Johnson will step up. Base hit for Howdy his first time. If I'm Preston Hofer, I was taking all the way on that one, too. That's in for a strike. No balls, one strike. Vikings trying to turn the tide here. They've lost six in a row. Pitch here is poked foul, right side out of play. So no balls and two strikes here. Howdy Johnson, a base hit. Already he's having a good ball game. Base hit, and he's made the play of the game defensively at shortstop. Comes back, and the fastball missed away. One and two, Kashari kicks and deals in the pitch. Swing and a fly ball, left center field. Dudley's going back in a hurry. Can he get there? No, this ball's in the gap. It's going to go to the fence. Around second here is Howdy Johnson. He's going to head to third without stopping, and the throw is not nearly in time. It's a stand-up three-bagger for Howdy Johnson. So the sophomore, Howdy Johnson's having a day. Second triple for him this year. His fifth extra base hit. And the Bronco shortstop is over at third base with two outs, and we'll see if Dade Gomez can help himself here. Here's the look in the pitch, and Gomez takes it up and in for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Gomez came in hitting .417. The 20 base hits that he has leads the club. Here's the pitch off speed in for a strike. One homer, six doubles, eight runs driven in for the senior. One ball, one strike, two outs here in the bottom of the second. Kashari deals and it's in. Oh, no. You're not going to get the call on that one, so it's down low and it's 2-1. Avery Valenciano, the first baseman, out on deck here. All right, Gomez set to go again. This offense for Platte Valley getting about just under five runs a game this year. That's a miss outside, and it's 3-1. Hitting .269, 33 extra base hits in 20 games. Kashari comes back in the pitch, off speed, right down main. Oh, how is that not a strike? I'm just saying, wow. That pitch was, and Kashari's going to take it. He's talking to himself right now, thinking, how's that not a strike right there? So ball four to Gomez. He's down at first. Runners at the corners, two outs. And Avery Valenciano will check in here. Valenciano has been the offensive star this year for the Broncos. 13 RBIs. Three doubles, a triple on the season. All right, runners at the corners here. This is a big one for the Vikings and Kashari to stay close. 3-1 ball game. Pitch on the way, off speed, runner goes, and they'll give him up. Second base is easy for the runner here. So runners at second and third and two outs here for the Broncos and a big batter in Valenciano. 3-1, 5-1, two different scores early in the ballgame. That pitch missed. So 2-0. Aaron Rios is out on deck, but you just have to be careful with Valenciano here. This guy can hit. First base open is not the end of the world if they walk him. That's 3-0. It gets away. Runners coming home. Throw down. They're now going back to the bag at third base here is Howdy Johnson. Had second thoughts about halfway down the line. And Howdy's back into the bag here, second and third. Gives us time to get a stop and get a pause for station identification. Let's get that right now on Preps Radio.
Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Really?
Yeah, I was checking with the runner down at third base to make sure that he was back okay, and he is. So we're all good. Second and third and two outs. 3-1 count here in the second inning. Broncos leading 3-1, trying to add to their lead here. Valenciano walked and scored in the first. The pitch, outside corner, no, didn't get it, ball four. So now bases loaded. Johnson, courtesy runner, and Valenciano on the bases, and Aaron Rios is going to come to the plate. And now a meeting at the mound, and Steve Kistler is going to have a word with Caleb Kashari, the pitcher, the junior out on the mound right here. So gives us a chance to talk about one of our great sponsors, and that is SOAR. Scientifically oriented athletic regimen. SOAR will deliver the athletic training for your high school athlete to dominate regardless of sport. They've got their summer program coming up on the 30th of May it starts. So get with them. Go to SOAR, SOAR on Facebook. It is Scientifically Oriented Athletic Regimen. SOAR, great sponsor here on Preps Radio. All right, Kiss and the gang break it up on top of the hill here. Bases loaded. Two outs here for the Broncos in the second inning, and Aaron Rios to the plate. This is a big one early in the game here. Broncos can break it open a little bit with a base hit. Kashari set to go. Caleb deals, and the pitch right down Main Street for a strike, 0-1. So no balls and a strike. Kashari comes back. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball tapped to short. In to pick it up is Rankin. He'll go to first in time for the out, and that's a big play. So the Broncos leave the bases loaded in the second inning. They do have a triple in the inning by Howdy Johnson, but he is left stranded. We'll go to the third inning. 3-1 Broncos out here. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. We head to the third inning out here in Kersey, the Preps Radio game of the week today. Saturday, I should say. Today's Thursday, Clark. Saturday will be at Windsor High School. NCAA Conference Championship will be on the hook. Erie and Windsor. And we'll see what happens out there. Brad Deal's team with a chance to win a conference championship. Wonder who they're throwing today. Will it be Riley Warmbrod, the terrific senior? They've got three seniors that throw out there at Windsor. They're set up to make a good run here at the end of the season. Gomez deals. That one lined inside the bag, third base and down the line into the left field corner around first. That's a nice job by Braylon Edstrom, the sophomore, to get over and cut it off and hold the runner to a base hit. So Andrew Rankin is 2-for-2, a couple of base hits. And Zach Miles, the second baseman, will come up here for the Vikings. So one on, nobody out here for the Vikes here in the second, down 3-1. Vikings trying to snap a six-game losing streak. Gomez deals off speed in for a strike. Caleb Kashari, the pitcher, is out on deck here for the Vikings. All right, Rankin gets his lead over at first. Gomez at the belt comes back, and the pitch waved at and missed. It's a terrific pitch by Dade Gomez. Kind of off speed, little slider outside, and he got the batter to chase. No balls, two strikes. Gomez deals 0-2, and it's a ground ball into the hole at short. Picked up there by third baseman Flummerfield. He goes to second, not in time. So Miles aboard on a fielder's choice. Rankin's to second, and the Vikings have something in the works here in the third inning. down 3-1, but the tying runs are on base.
Now batting, number two, Caleb Kasari.
So Kasari can help himself here, two on, nobody out. And we'll see what kind of a play Steve Kistler's got in the books here. Pitch here bounced in the dirt, going to throw to third. They got him by a mile and a half. Oh, no, he's under the tag. How do you not get him out there? He's out by a mile and a quarter. And the tag at third by Flummerfelt, and up underneath the tag that time is Andrew Rankin. So Chad Gettman's going to come out and say, what? What are we looking at? Chad taking over the head post for Jason Arcolari, and Jason's sitting up here going, okay, I'd go out there too, I'm sure. But, yeah, you sweep, and sometimes you come up a little bit empty on the sweep. And maybe that's what happened right here. So runners at second and third. Silva's the freshman catcher, delivered a dime. I mean, he threw a good baseball down to third base ahead of the runner. And but it's got to be, you got to get the whole package. You got to get the tag in too. So second and third and nobody out. And this pitch has popped up. Shallow center field. Wymura's going out. Hofer's coming in. Hofer's got it. Nobody going anywhere. Throw to the plate on a dime. That's a good throw by Preston Hofer too. Yeah, if you're a Bronco fan, you kind of hope the runner went there because Hofer delivered a doll down to the plate right there. So one out, runners at second and third. Cam Dudley, the third baseman, will come to the plate right here. Gomez deals in the breaking pitch at the letters for a strike. Swung on through by Dudley. No balls and a strike. Dudley struck out his first time. Deals there and missed away. It's a ball and a strike. Max Doolittle, the first baseman, is out on deck here for the Vikings. Vikings, if they don't get anything here, they're going to kick themselves. Second and third with nobody out. Here's the pitch. That's line foul outside the bag of third. Dudley had a good stroke. He was just out in front of the Dade Gomez pitch. One ball, two strikes. One out here in the third. 3-1 Broncos. Pitch waved at and missed, and he struck him out. Talk about pulling the string on somebody. Two away. Holy cow, that was a great pitch.
How about him? Number three, Max Doolittle.
So two down. Dade deals in the pitch up and away. It's a ball and no strike. So this is a big batter for Dade Gomez. You get second and third, nobody out. You get out of that, you get back to the dugout, and you get pretty happy. Gomez 1-3, 8.24 ERA coming in, but every time you talk about the stats and the things that go into this, think about the league you're playing in. Five of the top nine teams in the RPI right now reside in this league. Here's the look in the pitch. That's down low. So two balls, no strikes. Doolittle a base hit in the first inning, trying to go two for two here and change the game a little bit. 3-1 Broncos, but the tying runs are in scoring position. Back to the plate, that one down low again. Nice job. Nick Silvis, the freshman behind the dish, kind of like this kid. Playing well, really well defensively back behind the plate. Boy, if they get that runner at third on the throw by Silvis down there earlier, you're out of the inning. Here's the pitch, and that one missed ball four. First base was open, no harm, no foul, at least if you come get the next hitter. So bases loaded, two away, and Raiden Pelletier will come to the plate. He struck out his first time.
Number 11, Raiden Pelletier.
Pelletier at a $1.52 coming in. This would be a good chance here for Gomez to get out of the inning. And the pitch missed away. You'll want him to hit the baseball here. One ball and no strikes. 3-1 Broncos here, top of the third in Kersey. Broncos the 31 RPI, Valley the 34 RPI. 32 teams make the playoffs. Off-speed hit back up the middle, and Dade's got a nice play. Takes it off of his shoe tops, throws over to first, and the inning is over. And the Vikings get second and third, nobody out, and Dade Gomez squeaks out of the inning. No runs, they hit two left. We'll go to the bottom of the third here in Kersey. It is 3-1 Broncos in front. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Life's pressures are ever-changing. Caring for our mental health is no longer optional. It's necessary. At North Range Behavioral Health, counselors are available in person or online. The choice is yours. Their caring staff understands the challenges Weld County is facing, and they are ready to help. Call 970-347-2120. That's 970-347-2120 to learn about North Range Behavioral Health's network of support. That's North Range Behavioral Health.
CNH Solutions in Alt prides themselves on being your one-stop shop for all your construction needs. Serving Northern Colorado and the surrounding area since 2008, CNH Solutions offers a wide range of services from aggregate, engineering and fabrication to logistics and midstream services. CNH is excited to announce the purchase and operation of their own new gravel pit. For more info, visit CNHSolutions.com or call 970-834-2247. That's CNH Solutions in Alt, a proud sponsor of Highland Huskies Athletics.
Your in-depth preps coverage every weekday at 11 with Clark and their coach on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We head to the bottom of the sixth inning out here in Kersey, our Thursday game of the week here in Preps Radio, Platte Valley and Valley. 3-1 Broncos in front. The home team will bat here in the third at 6, 7, and 8. Flummerfeld, Edstrom, and Silvas. And the pitch there missed away. It's a ball and no strikes. Caleb Kashari, his third inning of work here. Broncos loaded the bases in the second inning but came up empty. Here's the pitch. That's up one ball and two balls and no strikes. That was a big one for Kashari just to get out of the inning in the second. Give up a two or three there spot. You're down 6-1. It's a different game. This one fouled away. Flummer felt a sacrifice fly his first time up. It was RBI number 7. Freshman hitting 278. This kid's got a future. There's no doubt. Here's the look in the pitch. Swing. It's popped up. Foul behind us. Out of play. So 2-2 to the leadoff hitter for the Broncos here in the third. Dudley, Rankin, Miles, Doolittle left to right in the infield. The outfield's Pelletier, Dudley, and Solis. Kashari comes back off speed, and boy, he pulled the string and struck him out. So Flummer fell down the front foot way out in front of boy. As a hitter, there's nothing that's tougher to deal with than a great breaking pitch when you're looking fastball. You get out on the front foot and you're just giving up the ship. No ball, or rather a one out here, and it is Braylon Edstrom to the plate. Breaking ball sails away. It's a ball and no strikes. Set to go again. Kashari comes back in the pitch outside corner for a strike. Talking about how fleeting things are. 2017 state champions, the Valley Vikings, but it's been a tough battle ever since. That's a really good breaking ball in for a strike. One ball, two strikes. Kashari set to deal Edstrom again. 1-2 off speed, foul behind us. Stays the ball and two strikes here. Last winning season for the Broncos, 2014. Our good buddy, friend of the show, of course, Jared Cronquist, was the coach out here then. They went 13-6, lost in that regional final. It was peak-to-peak that year that beat them 15-14. Pitch waved at and missed. Edstrom strikes out, two gone. Two gone, third inning. A couple of strikeouts here for Kashari in the inning. Kashari's got 6 strikeouts in the first 8 outs. Caleb Deals waved at and missed, so he's throwing good miss pitches today. 28 strikeouts and 25 innings coming in, so about one an inning, but he's doing better than that today. Kashari comes back 0-1. Oh, that's a strike. Yeah, I don't blame you. Nick Silvis, the catcher, take a little walk there and said, where is that? It looked inside all the way. It's 0-2. Kashari comes back in a hurry and misses outside 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Wind blowing out all day here in Kersey. 1-2 seems to me that's about where the called strike was two pitches ago. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch waved at and missed, and down he goes. And Kashari strikes out the side, 1-2-3. We'll head to the fourth inning here in Kersey. 3-1, Broncos in front. We got a good one on Preps Radio. We're back in a moment. This time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I am Mike Leffler, and I am local. I sell insurance. The name of my company is Mike Leffler Insurance Agency with Goosehead. I have a digital app so you can see what type of plan works best for you. I can get insurance from over 20 carriers. I am direct and honest. That's why this radio ad is matter of fact. If you want insurance from a local guy that can help you get the best plan, then I'm your guy. Call me at 970-449-0286. Mike Leffler Insurance Agency.
Hey, how does this sound? A&W's juicy signature Papa Burger, crispy, golden fried onion rings, and the zing of spicy Papa sauce for dipping. We'd say that has a nice ring to it. The Papa Burger and onion rings combo, always at your local A&W.
Stop by today and get your delicious Papa Burger combo at A&W in Eaton, located just off Highway 85 on the north end of town. Open daily from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. A&W Eaton. Limited time only. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Well, let's move along to the fourth inning out here in Kersey. 3-1 baseball game. The Broncos, the home team in front here against the Valley Vikings, trying to snap a six-game losing streak against the Valley Vikings. For the Vikings in the fourth inning, 7-8-9, Adolf Dudley and Solis against Dade Gomez. Dade, the son of Mario and Destiny Gomez, great sponsor on Preps Radio, Alliance Irrigation. That's the booth we're sitting in right now. Pitch here in for a strike, no balls and a strike. Any of your irrigation needs right now, there's one number to go to. That's Alliance Irrigation. That one to the backstop off the glove of Nick Silvis, the freshman catcher, and it's a ball and a strike here in the fourth inning. Pitch up in the zone right there, so it is. Two balls into strike. Three runs, three hits for the Platte Valley Broncos to lead it. So three runs, four hits. I take that back. A run, four hits for the Vikings. That one missed outside. So three balls into strike here to the leadoff hitter, Carson Adolph. Only one free pass so far given up by Dade Gomez. That was Max Doolittle in the third. Deals here, line drive foul outside the bag at third. So 3-2, Dade needs to let his defense play right here. Jackson Dudley out on deck, he struck him out, and then Anthony Solis, the nine-hole hitter, is number three in the inning. Here's the 3-2 payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, and down he goes. So Adolph strikes out here. It is the fifth strikeout now for Dade Gomez. Oh, they did. Look at that. Clark, get back in the game. Got my head buried in the scorecard. They called it a foul ball there. So still at the plate here is Adolph. I hope he strikes out. I got it written down. I always hate to make mistakes on the scorecard. Still 3-2. Dade comes back looking for the K. The pitch hit the left. This could be trouble. Coming in a hurry is Edstrom, and the sophomore reaches up and makes the catch towards the foul line. Nice play by Braylon Edstrom. So one gone. I can adjust a K to an F7. I can do that. Jackson Dudley's going to come to the plate now with one out here in the fourth inning. Four hits for the Vikings. A double and three singles, but they produced just one run. Gomez deals, and the pitch fouled away right side. This is out of play. Dudley hit that and took off for first base like he thought that might be fair. Thought it was just not a chance to be in the stadium at all. Here's a 0-1 pitch. Outside corner for a strike. I love these pitchers. Both of these guys, Dade Gomez and Caleb Kashari, just catch it and throw it. There's no waiting around. Here's the pitch. Swinging a ground ball to third base. This will be Flummerfelt, the freshman, to first. That's a good play in time for the out. So two down. Yeah, Avery Valenciano made a nice little stretch at first base to make sure that the play was complete. There's two away here. That's a quick couple of outs in the fourth inning here for Gomez. And Anthony Solis will come to the plate. He popped out to the center fielder his first time. And he missed it a ball and no strikes. All right, Dade set to go, comes back in a hurry. And the 1-0 pitch is in there for, well, no, it's not. Tried to jump ahead there. It's two balls and no strikes. Not sure where that missed. 2-0, Dade catches, and here he comes back. 2-0 pitch. Swinging a foul ball behind us. Remember the olden days? If you're 100 years old like me, you remember Kurt Gowdy and Tony Kubek on the Saturday game of the week. Gowdy would start talking about fishing. He'd miss three batters. If we did that with Dade Gomez, the game would be over. Ground ball back up the middle. That's a base hit. So Soli's the base hit here. Two of the fastest working pitchers in the league in front of us today. Soli's at first, and Andrew Rankin, who's 2-for-2 today. Doubled, singled. Here he is in the fourth inning trying to go 3-for-3. 3-1 Broncos. Platte Valley, the 31 RPI. Valley, the 34 RPI. Both teams trying to sneak into the playoffs this year. It's the benefit of being in a league that is just so elite. Number one, we're talking RPI, number one Eaton, number two University, number four Sterling, number six Brush, number nine Res Christian, number 27 Strasburg. Five teams in the top 10, six teams in playoff fashion. And then Valley and Platte Valley trying to nudge their way in. Steve Kistler down to talk to the umpire here. I'm not sure about what, but. And meeting at the mound, that's a great time. Nick Silvas, the freshman, says, hey, why waste time? I'm going to go out and talk to my pitcher, Dade Gomez, the senior. I always wonder with a freshman catcher and a senior pitcher, how many times the freshman's calling the pitch. All right, Rankin back up there, 2-for-2 on the day. The pitch to the Valley leadoff hitter misses away. One ball, no strikes. Top of the fourth inning, 3-1. Platte Valley Broncos in front of the Valley Vikings. Pitch here fouled away right side. Quick look by Avery Valenciano at first base there, and he said, nope, that one's well out of play. And it's a ball and a strike. If they get there, Zach Miles, the second baseman for the Vikings, is out on deck. One ball, one strike, two outs here in the fourth. Dade comes back, roped to left field. That's a base hit. Edstrom will come in and pick. Oh, this is going to get by Edstrom. Wow. Ball's going to go to third. That's going to be Solis. He's around the bag at third. There's going to be no play. And the Vikings are within a run here. So base hit, and I'm supposing an error. I didn't see if he scooted by him, but it's anyway. Runner going to get to second. We've got a 3-2 baseball game here in Kersey. All this coming with two outs. And Zach Miles will come to the plate here for the Vikings. So now if you're Gomez, you just got to get that out of your head. 3-2, you're still in front. Go back to work, take care of business here, get to the bottom of the fourth with the lead. Over there. All right, set to go. Pitch waved at and missed. Zach Miles 0-for-2, struck out aboard on a fielder's choice. Gomez deals, and the pitch here is popped up. Right side of the infield, Wymura, the second baseman, says he's got it and takes care of it and puts it away. But a run in for Valley in the fourth inning. We'll head to the home half of the fourth. 3-2, Broncos in front of the Valley Vikings. This time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Do you drive a German car? The sophisticated electrical system on your BMW or Mini Cooper is demanding and needs a healthy battery as the heart of the system. Replacing these batteries before they fail is crucial to preventing additional system faults. Auto Taylor has the batteries with the correct fit and function for your Audi, Mercedes-Benz, and BMW. And they perform the specialized installation procedures as well. Auto Taylor on 16th Street in Greeley, where we've been tailoring your European automotive service needs for over 25 years.
Hi, I'm Jolene.
And Kristen
from Weld Community Credit Union, and we are offering home equity loans at a great rate.
And no closing costs, no annual fees, and we pay for the appraisal.
No kidding?
Dave, isn't that how we make our money?
Not us, and we're happy with record low interest rates.
Shut the front door, the back door, and the garage door, too.
Stop by Weld Community Credit Union or apply online at weldccu.com.
Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 399914.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Bottom of the fourth inning in Kersey. 3-2 Broncos in front by a run here in our fourth inning stretch sponsor. That, of course, is Mike Leffler at Goosehead Insurance. Integrity and honesty. That simple when working with Mike. Look him up on Facebook, Mike Leffler at Goosehead Insurance. The Goosehead difference also means using their digital platform to receive auto and home quotes in less than 5 minutes. Call Mike Leffler with Goosehead Insurance, 970-449-0286. Mike Leffler at Goosehead Insurance. All right, 9-1-2, Broncos at the bottom in the order, but Zach Wymura struck out his first time. Pitch to Zach in for a strike outside corner. It's 0-1. Caleb Kashari's on a bit of a roll. He's got four Broncos in a row. He struck out the side in the third. Kashari comes back off speed. See, Kashari's living right now on this off-speed pitch, this breaking ball. And the success he's having with it, they just stay right there until they can hit it. No balls, two strikes. Kashari back 0-2, off speed again, fouled away. Right side coming out is Doolittle, coming in is the right fielder, Solis, and it's going to drop in foul grounds. So no balls and two strikes here for the Broncos, trying to snap a six-game losing skid against the Vikings. Set to go again on the pitch. That's up. So 1-2 on that last pitch. Wymura wanted to offer at it, but held up on it. Broncos are playing their best baseball this year right now. Great run last week against UH, taking them to extra innings against the number two team in the state. Then they came out and smacked Lions around 5-1 on Tuesday. 1-2 pitch, and that missed away. Two balls, two strikes. Set to go again is the junior, Caleb Kashari. Now he's back off the rubber as backing out of the batter's box is Wymura. Zach's just a junior. He'll be back again for Brian Kenigi's team on the basketball's court next year, but this kid plays like a senior every time he's on the floor or the field. This one fouled away against the screen. So two balls and two strikes. Two-two, breaking ball, got him looking. It's a good pitch. So one gone here in the fourth inning. 8 strikeouts now.
Now batting, number 6, Preston Hofer.
There have been 10 outs in the ballgame. If my Fresno State math is correct, yeah, 10 outs, 8 of them for Kashari have been strikeouts. That's in for a strike right there, 0-1 to Preston Hofer. Hofer, one of the strikeout victims. He's 1-for-2, singled and scored in the first, struck out in the second. Kashari comes back, missed away. One out, bottom of the fourth, 3-2, Broncos in front. Pitches up with a fastball, and it's 2 balls into strike here. 3 runs in the first for the Broncos, 1 in the first for the Vikings. Couple of zeros for each team after that. Here's the pitch. Fastball, he missed away that time. Kashari looked like he might have been overthrowing there just a bit. 3 balls into strike. His friend has been the breaking ball today, there's no doubt. 3-1. Caleb comes back, 3-1. Did he get him? Inside, yeah, 3-2. Inside corner that time with a fastball. Howdy Johnson has had a day so far, single, a triple, and the defensive play of the game so far. He's on deck. That pitch down low. So the Broncos with something in the works here in the fourth inning, a runner at first and one out. Here comes Howdy.
Number 8, Howdy Johnson.
Dade Gomez out on deck here for the Broncos, so let's see if this 29 RPI team can get it done here in the third inning or fourth inning. The pitch is a breaking ball that misses away. 1 ball and no strikes. All right, Hofer away from the bag at first. One out here in the fourth for the Broncos. Pitch fastball missed away. So out of the last 5 pitches, 4 fastballs thrown here by Caleb Kashari. Kind of getting away from the pitch that's really brought him the success so far, and that is that off-speed breaking ball. 2-0 here. Comes back. There's the breaking ball. Missed it. Throw down to second base on a dime. Did they get him? No. He's under the tag. Hofer's got a stolen base. Good throw by Carson Adolph, the freshman, but Hofer just beat him to the bag. So 1 out, 3 balls and no strikes. First base open now. The way Howdy's hitting the ball, you be careful here if you're Kashari. Deals, and that one missed down low, ball 4. So 2 on, 1 out for the Broncos here in the fourth.
How about it? Number 10, Dade Gomez.
Dade Gomez for the Broncos will step up now. Gomez came in hitting .417, easily the best on the club. It's a team that's hitting .269 as a club. 1 homer, 8 runs driven in on the year. Fastball in for a strike right there. No balls and a strike to Gomez. Avery Valenciano, first baseman for the Broncos, steps out on deck. 3-2 Platte Valley, bottom of the fourth inning here. Both of these teams vying for a playoff spot if they can get there with a little help. And that pitch is down low. Broncos probably have their fate in their own hands. 31 RPI, they go out and take care of business. Take on the Broncos. If they can win here, go to Gilchrist and win on Saturday, 11 a.m. game. You're probably there. Pitch here's down low. So 2 balls into strike. 2 on, 1 out. Here's the look in the pitch now from Kashari, and that one misses away. 24 stolen bases for the Vikings this year in 20 games. That tells you that Steve Kistler is not a guy that likes to run a bunch. Three and one, runners get their leads here. 2 on, 1 out. Gomez trying to get him home. Pitch on the way, roped into left field. That's a base hit. Pelletier will charge, knock it down. The run's going to score from third, and the Broncos get a big run right there and an RBI single by Gomez. It's 4-2 Platte Valley. Johnson goes to second, or the it is Howdy out there, and Gomez with the RBI single for Dade. RBI number 9 this year. That ties him for second on the club. Valenciano, the leader, with 13. So 4-2 Broncos. Chance to add to that lead right here as Valenciano steps in. Pitch to Avery. That's hit to left field. That should drop in the gap. It will, and it's going to go all the way to the fence. In to score here is Johnson. Gomez around third, coming to the plate. The throw is cut off. He'll score, and it's a two-run double by Avery Valenciano. So the RBI leader for the Broncos comes through. Give them RBIs 14 and 15 this year. And the senior knocks in a couple of big runs, and the Broncos now a 5-2 lead. That might be all for the junior, Caleb Kashari. Boy, Kashari had the strikeout pitching going today, but that wasn't enough. Broncos have put 6 on the board against him, 3 here in the inning. And if we get a pitching change, we'll take a break here. 60-second timeout coming. Put that one in the holster, Micah, because I think we're going to get a change here. Kashari, Kistler talking with him, and the whole team out there right now. Thank you again to our defensive gem sponsor. That is Steamway Floor to Ceiling out there on 8th Avenue. Folks, give them a call today. They had that big fire out there, but they're knocking it out. Give them a call. They'll come to your place. They'll figure out exactly your dream home. Get your flooring. Get your interiors figured out. It's Steamway Floor to Ceiling, our defensive gem sponsor, and Howdy Johnson making that defensive gem earlier in the ballgame right now, the leader in the clubhouse. Pickoff move to second. That's a good move. You had Andrew Rankin, the shortstop, kind of biding his time back there, and then he moves out. The runner gets a bigger lead, and Zach Miles, the second baseman, comes in. A little trickery. Here's the pitch. Swinging a drive, left center field. Coming in a hurry is Dudley. Can he get there? No. Off is his glove, going to go to the fence. Run's going to score here. Down to second base, and that's all. It's a run-scoring double. Back-to-back RBI doubles. Valenciano and Rios have delivered, and the score is 7-2, Platte Valley. Four-run inning, and that's going to do it. We're going to get a pitching change right here. Kistler left him in just one too long that time, and the Vikings will go for a change. Fourth inning, it's 7-2, Platte Valley in front by a 5-spot. We'll come back in a moment after the pitching change, this time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
He's no stranger to controversy.
Broncos are winning the AFC West. I'm saying it. There you go, Chiefs fans. You take away your premier weapon, take away a Tyreek Hill. I'm going all in. Write it down.
And he's not afraid to say what's on his mind.
You want to speed up the game. You say, all right, batters, once you're in the box, it's go time. If you back out, that's on you. If you're the one delaying the game, that should be on you.
Want a soft opinion from a homer? You've come to the wrong place.
Has his baseball decision-making been the greatest as far as the X's and O's? No. They've been very, 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 very bad. But from a business standpoint, he's a genius. Hopefully, getting people around him that can make better baseball decisions will help.
Always real, always fair, always honest.
And I still have that crazy take that nobody likes, that Joker's coming for the throne. He's going to take it from John Elway. When he won the Super Bowls, how many Hall of Famers was he playing with? How many Hall of Famers has the Joker played with?
The whole show, weekdays at noon, on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The Rockies are on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, pitching change here for the Vikings. Mason Mitchell, the big lefty, is going to come in here. Down 7-2 in the ballgame. So, boy, what a chance for the Broncos to snap the 6-game losing streak against the Vikings. With a 7-2 leader, Mason Mitchell. Let's take a look at his numbers. Where are you, big man? Mason Mitchell, 0-3 this year. 13.44 earned run average. 16 and two-thirds innings. He's given up 38 hits, 54 batters in 16 innings. That's a whip of about 3.5. That's a ton. That's like the L.A. traffic on a 5 o'clock in the afternoon. That's an L.A. traffic jam. See what Mason Mitchell can do here as he comes in with nobody out. Well, I take it back, one out here in the fourth inning. Zach Wymyra started the inning by striking out, then walks to Hofer and Johnson. Single by Gomez, back-to-back doubles, Valenciano and Rios. 7-2, Broncos have broken open here. Mitchell back, and that's in for a strike. The lefty deals it. It's a ball and strike here to Hudson Flummerfelt. Sack fly in the first, RBI time for Hudson, and then a strikeout in the third. Mitchell comes back, waved at and missed, and it's a strike two. Broncos have pounded out 7 hits in the ballgame, 3 extra base hits, a triple and 2 doubles, I should say. Another off-speed pitch, and he struck him out. Good strikeout pitch by Mitchell, 2 away. Boy, and if you're the Vikings, Steve Kistler and the gang, nothing better than to get a couple outs, you get back to the dugout and sort things out, down by 5 runs heading to the 5th inning. Edstrom has walked and struck out 0 for 1. Sophomore pops this one up, foul grounds. Dudley, the junior, looks at it at third base, but it's out of play. Or did he get there? No, it's a foul ball. So no balls, one strike here to Braylon Edstrom. Nick Silva says it would be the 9th hitter of the inning. He's out on deck. Edstrom, the 8th hitter. These two teams will play in Gilchrist on Saturday at 11 a.m. That one missed away. It's the final game of the season for the Broncos. The regular season, I should say. Vikings have a non-conference game Monday. Remember, all of the games across the state have to be done by Tuesday, regular season. That one's down low. That means Chassa, in their due time on Wednesday, will get us the regional matchups, and then we'll find out. Patriot League, I'm assuming Eton University and probably Sterling are going to host. Pitch missed away right there. So 3 balls into strike. Aaron Reese at second with 2 outs here in the inning. Mason Mitchell, the big left-hander, comes back to the plate, and the pitch waved at and missed. He may have got a little chop at it. Got a foul tip into the glove and out. So it's a foul ball. Runner has to stay. 3 balls, 2 strikes now. Rios will go back to the mound right here for the Valley Vikings. 3-17 for the Vikes. Talking to Steve Kistler ahead of the game again. All I got to do is mention his kiddo, Ty Kistler, and his big smile comes over his face. That pitch missed away. That's ball 4. So Edstrom walks, and the Broncos will hit around here in the fourth inning.
Now batting, number 11, Nick Silva.
Well, 3 walks, 3 hits, 2 strikeouts. 8 hitters in the inning, and here's Silva's, the number 9 hitter. Mitchell, lefty versus lefty, deals, and it's way up, a ball and no strikes. 7-2 ball game, 2 teams that really have given up a ton of runs this year, so it's never over till it's over right here. But this is big for the Vikings if they want to stay in it. That pitch hit him. So now the 10th hitter of the inning comes to the plate with the bases loaded. Rios to third, Edstrom to second, Silvas to first, and Zach Wymyra, who has struck out twice in the ballgame, will come to the plate. All right, big chance for Wymyra, the junior, to kind of start to put this one away here for the Broncos if they can get a base hit. Mitchell deals a nice save that time by Adolph, the freshman catcher. So far, the big lefty's been an in-and-outer. He's either missed by a bunch or delivered a pretty nice strike. One ball, no strikes. Comes back and missed it away that time, just off the plate, and it's 2-0. Nowhere to put the runner, or the hitter, I should say. Bases loaded. Preston Hofer out on deck. He's been aboard 2 of 3 times. Two oh missed inside. So 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. If there's a red light in the state of Colorado, it's on right now for the hitter at the plate. Here's the pitch, 3-0, and he missed it, ball 4, so the run is in. So Zach walks, he gets an RBI for it, 8-2 Broncos in front. Back to the top of the order, Preston Hofer will come to the plate. Hofer has singled, he's walked, he's scored twice, doing his job at the top of the order for Chad Gettman's club. Two outs and an 8-2 ball game. Base is still loaded. Mitchell's trying to find the zone. One ball, no strikes. Two outs. Mason Mitchell is just a freshman. This one hit to third base. They'll go to second for the force. That's a good play as Dudley goes to Miles for the force, and the inning is over in the fifth inning, or fourth inning, I should say. We're going to go to the fifth in Kersey, but the Broncos have built themselves a nice six-run lead, I should say. 8-2 baseball game. We're back in a moment. This time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Every athlete's goal is to be the best.
Over, the second baseman makes the play. Oh, doctor.
Hi, I'm Kyle with SOAR. SOAR is a scientifically oriented athletic regimen that brings out the best in every athlete. With training focused on muscular strength, power, endurance, speed, and agility, SOAR can help you rise above the competition. SOAR is located in a state-of-the-art facility called Balance Health. This gives us top-of-the-line equipment to help you train at the highest level. Check us out at soarathlete.com and let us help you rise above the competition.
CNH Solutions in Alt prides themselves on being your one-stop shop for all your construction needs. Serving Northern Colorado and the surrounding area since 2008, CNH Solutions offers a wide range of services from aggregate, engineering and fabrication to logistics and midstream services. CNH is excited to announce the purchase and operation of their own new gravel pit. For more info, visit CNHSolutions.com or call 970-834-2247. That's CNH Solutions in Alt, a proud sponsor of Highland Husky Athletics.
103.1 FM, K276 GU, and 1310 AM KFKA. Really.
Fifth inning of play here in Kersey, Colorado, our Thursday game of the week on Preps Radio. Thank you to Gould Parts, our great scoreboard sponsor. Boy, they do so much for us. Alan Gould, Vic, Marie, the whole gang down there at Gould Parts, right off of Highway 85 and Collins Street. Look for the big Napa sign on the front of the store. Don't go through that rigmarole. Yeah, we'll get it for you later, or we can't find it, or whatever. They'll get it for you. They'll get it done. Gould Parts, 454-3355 in downtown Eaton on the Gould Parts scoreboard. 8-2, Broncos in front by a 6 spot. It's 3-4-5 for the Vikings here in the fifth. Kashari, Dudley, and Doolittle. Dade Gomez in the ballgame so far. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He has scattered 6 base hits by the Vikings today, just 2 runs. Looks like 1 walk, 4 strikeouts for Gomez in the ballgame so far. Dade comes back in the pitch, off speeds up in the zone. It's a ball and a strike here. Kashari, the offensive leader for the Vikings this year, singled in the first, flew to center in the third. Comes back, and it's hit well, right center field. Going back is Hofer in the gap. This one's going to go to the fence. 2 hops all the way to the screen. Around second is Kashari. He's headed to third and not stopping. That's a stand-up triple to open up the fifth inning here for the Vikings. So Kashari knocks it out to the right center field fence. For Caleb, it's his first triple of the year. It's extra base hit number 5. His second hit of the day. Give him 23 base hits on the year to lead the club. Here's the pitch and a breaking ball in for a strike to Cam Dudley. Dudley has struck out twice. He struck out in the first, the third. Here he is in the fifth. Pitch missed away by Gomez there. It's a ball and a strike. Tomorrow, Clark and the coach, 11 o'clock. Pete Freeman, the Highland basketball coach, is going to be on hand with Bruce and I. Pitch is up in his zone right there, and it's two balls and a strike. We're going to play a phone call roulette tomorrow on the show for an hour. I think we're going to get 5 or 6 either former or current Highland Huskies stars on the phone tomorrow, so stand by. Pitch popped up. This is behind us, and I think it's going to get out of play. It does foul. So 2 balls and 2 strikes here. Then Saturday, of course, Preps Rewind will get you going at 10 o'clock, and then 10:30 we'll move into our proactive physical therapy sports medicine pregame show ahead of, as that pitch missed down low right there, 3-2. 11 o'clock, the J9 Agency's first pitch. It'll be the Windsor Wizards and the Erie Tigers for the NCAA Conference Championship. That one swung on and missed. Dade Gomez pulls the string and strikes him out, one away. So one gone here with the runner down at third base, and Max Doolittle steps in. It's an 8-2 lead for the Broncos, so this run at third is not the end of the world. But, boy, it would go a long way if Dade could get just strand that runner at third base here in the inning. 1 ball, no strikes to Doolittle, who is singled and walked. Pitcher waved at and missed. So 1 ball and 1 strike. Dade set to go again. The 1-1 pitch. Senior deals, and that one's in for a strike. So 1-2. Dade comes back working quickly. Breaking ball missed inside. That one had a nice hook to it. It looked like there's no chance in God's green earth that thing was going to hit the strike zone, but it just missed. It's 2-2. 2-2, waved at and missed, and he struck him out, tipped into the glove of Nick Silvis, the Bronco catcher, and there's 2 away. Sixth strikeout on the day for Dade Gomez. 2 outs, runner at third base, and Raiden Pelletier steps in, and he misses. It's a ball and no strikes. Leadoff triple to Kashari, still standing over there at third, about 90 feet from the plate. Pitch swing and a miss. Yeah, this is, I shouldn't have said, this is Mason Mitchell who's hitting for Pelletier here after coming to the ballgame. So ball and 2 strikes to Mitchell. 1-2 to Mitchell. Swing and a miss. Down he goes. They'll have to throw him out at first base, but an easy play there for Silvis. And a strikeout the side inning for Dade Gomez. A leadoff triple goes nowhere. We'll go to the bottom of the fifth inning here in Kersey. 8-2, Broncos in front. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, we head to the bottom of the fifth inning here in Kersey. It is 8-2, Broncos in front, a 6-spot lead here for the 29. They were 29, 31 RPI now for the Broncos. Take care of business here today. They win in Valley on Saturday. Yeah, going to see where they land in the postseason here coming up. For the Broncos in the last of the fifth, they'll have Howdy Johnson, Dade Gomez, and Avery Valenciano. Broncos 3 hits in the first, 1 in the second, 3 more in the fourth, so give him 7 hits in the ballgame. 3 of those are extra base. It's a triple by Howdy Johnson, doubles by Valenciano and Rios. And the first pitch waved at and missed. It's no balls and a strike here to Howdy Johnson, who's been on every time. Johnson was 3-for-3 on Tuesday against Lions, so this week he's not gotten out. Underneath the glove there of the pitcher, Mitchell, they'll go to first in time. That's a good play by Andrew Rankin, the freshman shortstop. So one gone here in the fifth inning, and Dade Gomez will come to the plate here for the Broncos. Dade 1-for-2 in the ballgame, struck out in the first, singled, a RBI single in the fourth inning. Also walked in the interim in the second and stole a base. Mitchell deals up and out. It's a ball and no strikes here. Don't forget, when we're done today, the Altfield Mill postgame show will come your way. We get the Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game, the Journey Homes play of the game. Pitch in for a strike right there. Mason Mitchell in relief of junior Caleb Kashari. The big lefty, a ball and a strike here to Dade Gomez. Comes back, 1-1 pitch, ground ball into the hole at shortstop. That should be through. Knocked down at shortstop by Rankin, but that's a base hit. So Gomez has got his second hit of the day. Dade's having a day. Been on every time, a walk, two singles, an RBI, and right now an 8-2 lead on the hill.
Now batting, number 2, Avery Valenciano.
One out, one on. Avery Valenciano, another one who's not been able to be put out at the plate. Two walks and a two-run double for Valenciano in the fourth inning. Throw over to first and the runner back in. Pitch on the way. That one missed off the glove there of Carson Adolph. Every once in a while, Mason Mitchell will let go of one that just sails, and the freshman had to run after that one. So Gomez to second with one out here. Valenciano has a chance to add to his RBI, his team RBI lead. He has 15 on the year to lead the Broncos. Mitchell deals, waved at and missed by Avery, and it's a ball and a strike. Broncos hitting 269 as a team coming in. The pitch here is up. 33 extra base hits in 20 games, but now today give them one, two, three more. So make it 36 and 21. Mitchell back 2-1. Valenciano swings through it, and it's two balls and two strikes. Aaron Rios, who's 2-for-3 in the ballgame with a double and a single, he's out on deck here for the Broncos. One out, bottom of the fifth, and an 8-2 Bronco lead. Pitch here is roped left field. That could be in trouble. Down the line, diving. This ball is fair. Down the left field line, in to score is the runner, and this is a double, an RBI double for Avery Valenciano, his second of the day. He's driven in three runs, and he is right there along with Dade Gomez in the clubhouse for our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game right now. Got to throw Howdy Johnson in there as well, too, but... Boy, Broncos playing well today. 9-2 advantage here in Kersey. And now here comes to the mound Steve Kistler again, and this might be all for Mason Mitchell, the freshman. We'll see if they take him out. I'm thinking they're going to go to the bullpen. In fact, Kistler's looking down there right now. So pitching change coming up. We'll come back in a moment. 9-2, Broncos in front by 7. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
You can listen to KFK terrestrially on 103.1 FM and 1310 AM. But did you know that you can listen to us extraterrestrially? No, I mean you can stream us live at 1310kfk.com.
When you don't have any remorse, that's why they dropped the hammer here with 5 years.
If you were appalled by your actions, there might be a little bit of reprieve.
Listen live or dig up archives of your favorite show.
Russell Wilson's pretty much already on the Mount Rushmore for Broncos, and he hasn't played a game yet.
At 1310kfk.com, you can find out what's on this afternoon.
Here comes back, and the pitch right there inside corner. Sit down. Strikeout looking, and there's two gone.
What's on this evening?
You're paid to evaluate. Your job is to evaluate, and if you miss the evaluation, you're fired.
What's on this weekend?
Before we forgive all college debt, let's find out how much money each person owes to these quick credit companies.
And what's up next?
Ground ball hit the second. Brendan Rodgers over to Ryan McMahon. Ball game!
There's no mystery. Just go to 1310kfka.com.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Really?
All right, 9-2 Broncos in control here in Kersey. Platte Valley Broncos have really played great baseball the last week. They took the number two team in the state, the University Bulldogs, to nine innings in a 6-5 loss. Then they came back and took care of Lions, and now they're taking care of Valley. So Broncos see a chance to get to the postseason. They're taking advantage of it right now. 9-2 here, and Jackson Dudley is your new pitcher here. Dudley is a junior for the Valley Vikings. Let's see if we've got any numbers on Jackson so far this year. No record. His ERA, get ready, folks, 27.30. So he's given up a few runs. Three and a third innings, he's given up 16 hits and nine walks. 19 base runners in three and a third innings. That might be the highest whip I've ever calculated. Six for a whip or just about there. But we'll see. When you're down 9-2, you just got to go out there and try to throw. All right, Dudley to Aaron Rios here. And the pitch is grounded. Left of the mound, going to be the third baseman. That is Dudley, who throws in the dirt. And it's dug out by Mitchell at first. Happy birthday to Mason Mitchell over at first base. He looked into his gloves as if, what is that? That's the baseball. So two away. And for the Broncos, it will bring up a hitter here, I believe.
Number 13, Cody Rusink.
Cody Rusink will come up to the plate here and pinch hit. Rusink was the winning pitcher against Lions on Tuesday. Went seven innings. He scattered nine hits, gave up just one earned run, and struck out three. When you talk about the sophomores, the youngsters that you continue to talk about here in Kersey, this is a young baseball team. Chad Getman's team only going to get better. But the way they've played lately, you start to take a look. You start to notice Platte Valley baseball here. 9-2, Broncos in front. All right, Rusink into the batter's box. Here's the pitch, and Dudley deals inside. It's a ball and no strikes. Last of the fifth inning. So the Vikings, who trail five by a seven spot here, just have six outs to work with. They lose here today, and they should get the golf clubs out because that's probably going to be the end for them. But for the Broncos, the 31 RPI, you're looking at a spot in the playoffs here. Saturday they'll figure that out as they go to Gilchrist at 11 a.m. Two balls and no strikes. All right, set to go again and back to the plate. This one's fouled away, right side out of play. Hudson Flummerfelt is out on deck here for the Broncos. Had Troy Hoffman, the Platte Valley football coach, on the air last week talking about what's going on for the summer. Camp's coming up for them, and it's going to be a fun year. Will Howdy Johnson be the quarterback? That's interesting. Pitch to the plate is down low, and it's a ball and no strikes. I'm sorry, three balls and one strike. Went to the Bahamas there for a sec. 3-1, two outs. All right, set to go again here is Dudley. He deals, and Rusink takes that one down Main Street. 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, bottom of the fifth inning. 9-2, Kerseyites. The Platte Valley Broncos in front by a seven spot. Dudley comes back, missed it inside, ball four. So the inning continues here.
Now batting, number five, Braylon Edstrom.
Braylon Edstrom will come to the plate now. Rusink down at first base. Edstrom in the ballgame has been on twice, both by free passes. He walked in the first, he walked in the fourth, he struck out in the third. Broncos just trying to add to the lead right now. They're in a great spot, up by seven and six outs to give. There goes the runner. Boy, he got a jump. Holy cow. Throw down is cut off by the second baseman. What a jump by Cody Rusink at first base. So the Broncos move him up to second and third. If Edstrom can get a base hit here, you've got a nine-run advantage. 9-2, as we said. Dudley comes back, throws to the plate, and he hit him right on the helmet. Well, that's why they wear those helmets. Bases are loaded now, two outs. And for the Broncos, Nick Silvas, the catcher, will come to the plate. Seven-run deficit is a big hill to overcome for the Vikings, but if they want any chance, they need to get this out here. The pitch to the plate missed up and away, and it's a ball and no strikes. Two outs, last of the fifth inning. Big long inning here for the Broncos. Back to the dish way outside, 2-0. Jackson Dudley, the third pitcher today. Caleb Keshari started for the Vikings. Then the freshman Machen Mitchell came in. And then Jackson Dudley to the pitch here and is on the outside corner for strike. So three balls, one strike, two outs, last of the fifth. 9-2 Broncos, but they got them loaded here. Freshman catcher would like to do something. He struck out twice, then hit by a pitch. Deals here, and it's popped up. Left center field. It is the left fielder coming in. Now he'll be there to make the catch, and the inning is over. We head to the sixth inning. Broncos with a seven-run lead, 9-2. This time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union and Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Hi, I'm Jolene.
And Kristen.
From Weld Community Credit Union, and we are offering home equity loans at a great rate.
And no closing costs, no annual fees, and we pay for the appraisal.
No kidding?
Dave, isn't that how we make our money?
Not us, and we are happy with record low interest rates.
Shut the front door, the back door, and the garage door, too.
Stop by Weld Community Credit Union or apply online at weldccu.com.
Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 399914.
On the Rocks Liquor and Greeley could very well be called Old Reliable. With a drive-thru open every night till midnight and always the best in local beer, wine, and spirits, On the Rocks is always ready for you. Want to try something new? How about a Colorado cream liqueur from Hidden Peaks made locally in Frederick, Colorado? Or try a new Crown Royal cocktail or grab one of our hard-to-find whiskeys. Celebrating their 12th year serving the Greeley area, it's Old Reliable, On the Rocks Liquor, just south of Highway 34 on 47th Avenue.
Your in-depth Preps coverage every weekday at 11 with Clark and their coach on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We head to the sixth inning. Dade Gomez, the senior on the hill for the Broncos today in his ninth appearance of the year, and it is simply his best of the year. He has scattered seven hits today and leads 9-2 against the Valley Vikings and has six outs to go get. Bottom of the order here, Carson Adolph, then Jackson Dudley and Anthony Solis. 7-8-9 for the Vikings here in the sixth inning. Last games will be on Tuesday coming up, then Wednesday. Chassa will do their magic and figure out the regionals, get those brackets for you, and then Friday, Saturday. Well, by Wednesday, I'm hoping by 11 o'clock, Clark and the coach, we're going to have those matchups for you, figure out where we're going to go. But in the Patriot League, you know Eaton and University will host. Sterling will probably host. Where will Brush? Where will Resurrection Christian? Where will the Broncos end up? Throw Strasburg in that mix, too. That pitch missed. All right, Adolph 0 for 2. Flied out, grounded out. That one's in for a strike. One ball, one strike here by Dade. Clark Johnson with you in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. That's Mario and Destiny Gomez. Boy, that's a good breaking ball. I'm not sure where that missed. Looked like that got the inside part of the plate. It's 2-1 now. Dade, the son of Mario and Destiny Gomez, out there at Alliance Irrigation. That one missed down low, 3-1. All your irrigation needs, give them a ring today. Just a stone's throw away from us, it is Alliance Irrigation. 3-1. Missed him, ball four. Walk number two for Dade today. Let's see, one, let's count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 strikeouts and just 2 walks. Courtesy runner here for the Vikings. All right, Jackson Dudley, 0-for-2 in the ballgame here. Now, I take that back. We're going to have a hitter here. Cooper Foster, we saw this pitch the other day at Resurrection Christian. Foster is going to come up and hit. He was a little bit like Kashari. He fell in love with a breaking ball against Res Christian. Steve Kistler has been looking for pitching all year long, though. That's just been the get. This one's up in the zone. It's a ball and no strikes. One ball, no strikes. Runner away from the bag at first for the Broncos. The pitch, outside corner for a strike here. It's 1-1. Top of the sixth inning in Kersey, 9-2, Broncos in front. 3 in the first, 5 in the fourth, and 1 in the fifth. Those are the Broncos 9 for the visiting team from Gilchrist. 1 in the first and 1 in the fourth, and that one swung through a high fastball for a strike. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Dade set to go, comes back, 1-2. Did he get the outside corner? No. Didn't miss by much. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Good pitch. That was a good 1-2. Pitch on the way, and the courtesy runner gets the lead, and it swung through and missed. So strikeout there, 1 gone. And Anthony Solis, the right fielder, will come to the plate. And Chad Gettman's coming to the plate. We might be on pitch count here. Yeah, they're going to go to right field. It looks like Aaron Rios is going to come in. So that's it for Dade Gomez, and he pitches a dandy today here in Kersey. Gomez goes out with a 9-2 lead. We'll come back with a new pitcher in a moment. 60 seconds for a pitching change. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Just like a plant is more likely to thrive in a garden with good soil and plenty of sunlight and water, families are more likely to thrive in nurturing communities. Families are unique, and every parent and caregiver can get overloaded. Let's ensure children and families reach their full potential. When parents, caregivers, families, friends, neighbors, employers, and elected officials work together, we can strengthen families and build brighter childhoods. Visit copinwheelsforprevention.org to pledge to grow a better tomorrow for all children together. Brought to you by Illuminate Colorado, Safe Care Colorado, and the Colorado Broadcasters Association.
Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach.
If they were a 4A team at the end of the year, they would have been classified 4A. They would have been in the 4A coaches poll. They would have been a top 10 team, I think.
I believe so, yes.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right. Aaron Rios on to pitch here for the Broncos. Score from Resurrection Christian High School today, 4-0, entering the bottom of the fifth inning. The Sterling Tigers in front of Res Christian. So the 4 seed beating, they're the 4 RPI, beating the 9 RPI right now. And that's been the story for the Cougars this year. They've been good against the middle and down, but they've been swept by the big boys this year. That's a young team there that Mike Magero, who's a terrific baseball guy. Magero spent 3 years at Triple Crown. You go and talk to Mike, you talk baseball, he talk your ear off. So you know that program's going to be in with great success with Mike in the future, but they're just young right now. Carter Evans, one of the best players in the league, is their shortstop, but just a young baseball team besides that. Luke Ruby, the big senior on the team, of course, but dropping a decision. Well, at least it looks like they're going to drop a decision today to Sterling. We'll figure out if they can come back there. But that just two big teams in the Patriot League rumbling today in Loveland. All right, we got a runner down at first base. One out here in the top of the sixth inning. 9-2, Platte Valley in front of the Valley Vikings. And Dade Gomez is going to pitch to Solis, and then Andrew Rankin, I think, is going to still hit. He's out on deck. Rankin's been the guy today for the Vikings. He has three hits and three trips. But Dade Gomez, a terrific job for the senior today on the hill for the Broncos. All right, set to go. Here is Aaron Rios. Aaron kicks and deals, and the pitch he missed outside with a fastball. A ball and no strikes here. Five outs left for the Vikings. Then they'll line it up and go one more time on Saturday. Here's the look in the 1-0, and that's right down Main Street. One ball, one strike here. So Lee's popped out to center in the second inning, singled and scored in the fourth. Runner gets a lead over at first base. 1-1 here from Rios. Deals now throw down to first base. Silvas, the freshman catcher, just keeping an eye on the runner at first base. It's two balls and a strike. Rios on the hill drops down and goes by way of third base once in a bit. That last pitch came kind of three quarters. 2-1, and he goes over to first base, kind of slingshots it over there, and it's two balls and a strike. Aaron set to go again. The senior looks over at first base, comes back, and the 2-1 pitch misses again outside. Three balls and a strike. Rios kind of tugging at the right arm a little bit like he's not quite loose enough. Three balls and a strike. Rios back 3-1, and that one's down low, ball four. So the first batter walks against Rios. Not the greatest of signs. Two on, one out. You've got a big lead, so there's no danger, at least not yet. And here comes Andrew Rankin, who has been perfect today. Doubled in the first, singled in the third, singled in the fourth. Pitch on the way to Rankin, in for a strike here. Rankin at 259 coming in. One homer. He had five runs driven in. Fastball up. And it's a ball and a strike here. Boy, come out of the bullpen with a 9-2 lead. You let your defense play a little bit. We need Aaron to throw strikes here. One ball, one strike. Pitch on the way, and he did get a strike there. That was up. It's two at 1-2, but Rios will take that. 1-2 here. One out, two on. Sixth inning and a 9-2 advantage here for the hometown clad Broncos. Rios back 1-2 offering down low. Nice job by Nick Silvas, the freshman catcher, to play a little Darcy Kemper back behind the plate right there, and it's 2-2. Speaking of Kemp, hope he's back in the lineup for the Avs when they deal in round two. That's a big thing for the Avs, getting a couple days off now. Here's the pitch. That's up in the zone. Three balls, two strikes. They'll wait for the winner of St. Louis and Minnesota, who will go again tonight. 3-2, one out. Back to the plate, and the pitch popped up. That shallow right field, that may fall in a hurry, and that one's going to fall for a base hit. They'll go to second. Do they get the force? Yes, they do. So two down. So Braylon Edstrom, who moved to right field, makes a good play here. Heads up. Runner at first base really had nowhere to go because it looked like the ball could be caught all the way. Falls in front of him, but they get the force. So now two outs. The bummer for Rankin is he's 3-for-3 on the day. He's 4-for-4. That's a fielder's choice. because they get a force at second base. Here's the pitch, ground ball, slowly to the right side. Zach Wymyra bobbles it, picks it up, and bobbles it again. He eats it. And that's an E4. He'll get a run home here. It's 9-3 now. So it's still a six-run ball game for the Broncos here. Aaron Rios, I know Aaron's turning to Zach right now and saying, hey, man, don't worry about it. Got this thing in the fridge right now. Six-run lead, sixth inning. Just go back, get this out. Let's get to the dugout. 9-3 baseball game. Rios to the plate and the pitch. Missed down low. Silva's to block that one. And it's a ball and no strikes here. Kashari, the offensive stud this year for the Vikings, single and a triple in the game. Comes back and the pitch missed away. Two balls, no strikes here. Just need Aaron to settle down, get this third out of the inning, and then just get three more. That's pitch, ground ball, base hit, right field. Hedstrom will come in to pick it up. Run's going to score here for the Vikings. Runner to third. You've got runners at the corners. Now it's 9-4. Still a five-run advantage. Crazier things have happened, a team coming back from a lead like this, but now for Dade, just come out, take care of business. Here, Cam Dudley, who is 0-for-3 today. In fact, he's going for the golden sombrero. He struck out three times today. He can get all four here. All right, two outs here in the sixth. Pitch on the way to Dudley. It's up in the zone. It's a ball and no strikes. Steve Kistler, third base coaching box, shouting out instructions to his runners here. Runners at the corners and the pitch missed up. It's two balls, no strikes here. 2017 state champions, the Valley Vikings. What did they beat Lamar? 17-1 that year? Was that the score? Or no, maybe they beat Eaton that year. Pitch is down low. This one got away. That was the 2 years in a row out at Butch Butler where the championship games. I think Eaton beat Lamar 21-2 or 22-1. And then the next year, Valley came back, beat Eaton 17-1 in the final. Here's a Ephus pitch, and he missed it up top. Yeah, if I'm Cam Dudley, I'm going to watch that too. He walks, runner down to first. The bases are loaded here. Now, just saying, you give up something big here, and now things get a little bit itchy in Kersey. Two outs, 9-4 game, but the base is loaded here. Rio steals ground ball, shortstop. Making the play here is Gomez to second for the force, and that'll do it. Big play. Broncos get out of the big jam in the sixth inning. Two runs in for Steve Kistler and the Vikings. It's a 9-4 game. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Broncos will come try to get some insurance here in the sixth. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union. Northern Colorado's voice. It's 103.1, 1310 KFK.
Hello, Greeley. This is Brad Moline, president of Allo Communications. We are installing our all-fiber network throughout your community. At Allo, we believe that businesses and homes deserve world-class internet, crystal-clear TV, and dependable phone services. With Allo, enjoy great customer service, no contracts, free installation, and real savings. At our core, Allo is committed to being honest, exceptional, local, and hassle-free. To find out more, please stop by the Allo store or go to allofiber.com/Greeley.
Hi there, this is longtime high school coach Bruce Dick. Attention to detail and the drive for perfection is what has helped me be successful on the court. It's also what makes Advanced Roofing Technologies the best in their court roofing. Advanced Roofing replaced my roof, and let me tell you, even I couldn't find anything they needed to improve upon. Brad and his crew at Advanced Roofing Technologies have been around for 29 plus years. That's almost as long as I've been coaching. For more information, go to advancedroofingtech.com.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA.
All right, bottom of the sixth inning here in Kersey. 9-4 Broncos lead. It's a five spot on the board. The lead is right now. Valley got a couple in the sixth, but they still got yeoman's work to do here. But let's see what the Broncos can do. Insurance time. as Zach Wymyra opens up at the bottom of the order here in the sixth inning. And the pitch miss Jackson Dudley in his second inning of work for the Vikings, their third pitcher of the day. Broncos have had Dade Gomez and now Aaron Rios, so just two for them today. This one chopped foul, and it's a ball and a strike here. Broncos will have Hofer and Johnson coming up. Four hitters in the Broncos lineup today with multiple hits. Howdy Johnson, a single and a triple. Dade Gomez, a couple of base hits. Avery Valenciano's got two doubles and two walks. Aaron Rios, a single and a double. This one off the top of the glove of Adolph back to the fence, and it's 2-1 here. Wymyra struck out twice. He walked in the fourth inning. He actually struck out and walked in the fourth inning. They hit 10 batters. Wymyra led off and then ended the inning. 3-1. Nobody out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. 9-4. Broncos trying to win their fourth of the year. Trying to snap a six-game losing skid to the Vikings. Pitch here, ground ball foul again. So three balls and two strikes. O'clock tomorrow morning, Clark and the coach will be with you. We'll have Pete Freeman, the Highland basketball coach, jumping on with us. Going to talk to a bunch of old Highland Huskies. The Basir brothers, Tate and Jace, will be on with us. Pitch here's popped up. Shallow center field. Coming on is and makes the catch. Oh, no, the ball is dropped, but that's a transfer or no? They're going to call that safe at first. That's an E8. Wow. Well, you kind of got to get that. So a runner aboard.
Number six, Preston Hofer.
Sometimes when it's a tough year, things just happen that way. Runners aboard here. Preston Hofer will come to the plate. Hofer singled to start the game for the Broncos. Since then, 0-2. He did walk in the fourth and score. Runner down to second, a stolen base here for the Broncos. So five-run advantage here for the Broncos trying to add to it. Get a little bit of insurance time. Dudley deals, and the pitch to the plate is up over the helmet that time. They're going to throw down to third, and the throw is not in time. Adolph had a chance, and now they throw it away to the pitcher, and that throw to the plate's not in time. Little bad news Bears action out there for Steve Kistler's team. Fashion here. 10-4 ball game now. 6-run lead. Dudley deals and he missed down low. So 2-1. Broncos have led from the beginning. I mean, one run in the first for the Vikings, but the Broncos got three in the bottom half. And from then on out, it was all Kersey. Here's the pitch. That's down low. Such a pleasure to come out to this facility, baseball stadium, softball stadium, the basketball arena, the whole addition there, the new addition is so fantastic. And then you add to that the best football facility in the state. This is the place to go, folks.
Hi, I'm Jolene.
And Kristen.
From Weld Community Credit Union, and we are offering home equity loans at a great rate.
And no closing costs, no annual fees, and we pay for the appraisal.
No kidding?
Dave, isn't that how we make our money?
Not us, and we're happy with record low interest rates.
Shut the front door, the back door, and the garage door, too.
Stop by Weld Community Credit Union or apply online at weldccu.com.
Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 399914.
For the latest on the Broncos, the Nuggets, and the Rockies, listen to The Hull Show, weekdays at noon on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, two on for the Broncos here in the seventh. Howdy Johnson steps up to the plate here. Hofer over at first base. 10-4, Broncos in front here. Cloud Valley continues their good baseball. Pitch on the way. They missed it away right there, playing their best baseball at the right time here at the end of the season. So we'll see. Everybody will get together Wednesday, find out exactly where and if this Platte Valley team's going to the postseason. My guess is yes. Runner goes. Pitch away. Here's a throw down to second base. Not close. Gets into center field, and he's going to third. Throw to third is going to be up high, and that is Hofer into third base. So Hofer over at third. Howdy Johnson's going to try to knock him in. Howdy's got a single, a triple in the ballgame. He's walked and grounded out, so make him 2-for-3 today. Dudley comes back to the plate and the pitch on the outside corner for a strike. It's 2-1. Dade Gomez, though, he set the table today. Nice job for the senior up on the hill today, looking for win number two. Two balls, one strike. Dudley deals, fouled back against the screen. That's a good cut by Howdy Johnson right there. Howdy had three hits and three trips on Tuesday when the Broncos beat the Lions 5-1, a double and an RBI as well. 2-2. Next pitch is hit to right field. That's a base hit up over the outstretched arms of Zach Miles, the second baseman, and it's an RBI single for Howdy Johnson. He's having himself a day. So 11-4, Platte Valley. Two runs that the Vikings got in the top of the sixth. The Broncos have come back and snatched those. So it's back to a seven spot. And Dade Gomez, who right now is in the clubhouse as the leader for our Norfolk Iron Medal player of the game, steps up to the plate. Saturday will be at Windsor High School, Erie and Windsor, for basically the conference championship. That's a big one for Erie. Erie's sitting about 24 RPI. Windsor, I think, is 16 last I saw. So for both of those teams, you win there automatically into a better spot. That's a good thing for either one. They're playing today down at Erie High School. All right, still nobody out. Top of the seventh inning, Dudley throws over to first base. 2 hours and 10 minutes of baseball so far already today in Kersey, and we're not done here yet. Three outs to go for the Valley Vikings, but we've got a long way to go here in the fifth. They have not recorded an out in the inning, and Dudley misses away. Sometimes you see a pitcher struggling, and you just go, boy, 3 outs is going to be a yeoman's duty, but for Jackson Dudley right now, he's just trying to find home plate. One ball, no strikes here to Gomez. Dade's 2-for-3 on the day. Pitch foul back to the screen. Ball and a strike. Patriot League's going to do what they do just seemingly every year, get most of the teams from their league into the postseason. Five of the top nine teams RPI-wise in the state come from the Patriot League. Pitch here, and that one inside corner for a strike. Four nothing ball game still in the game between Sterling and Resurrection Christian. Dylan DiOrio for the Sterling Tigers, 10 Ks after five innings. In fact, Bruce Dick sent me this. He said at the time he sent this the text, DiOrio had struck out seven Cougars in a row. Pitch missed away. Two balls and two strikes. We were at Res Christian last Friday, and Luke Ruby had a streak where he struck out eight Valley Vikings in a row. That's a stretch for a pitcher. Two balls, two strikes. Dudley comes back, hit the right field. That's going to drop. Base hit in where nobody is. And the inning that wouldn't end is continuing here for the Broncos. So runners to the corner, 11-4 ball game. And Avery Valenciano is going to come to the plate here.
Avery Valenciano.
And Steve Kistler's coming to the mound. So I was trying to think of a way we could make this inning longer. We just did. Steve Kistler's walking out of the dugout. Maybe that shortens it, actually, because Jackson Dudley's having a hard time getting an out right here. So we'll see if they go to the bullpen again. Thank you to AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. They're putting the care back into car care, taking care of my car, my kids' cars. They'll do the same thing for you. That is Don Scott, built the empire, 40 years in Fort Collins, number one store in the region. Now they've gone to Loveland, bought that Loveland store right there across from the Sam's Club on Eisenhower. So spreading the love, folks, and all that great customer service and expertise. Dave Martin's your guy in Loveland. Lance Pickett is running the shop in Fort Collins at AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. They're putting the care back into car care. We've got a pitching change. We'll come back in a moment. Give us the 60-second timeout here. Here in Kersey on KFK. It is Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFK.
Life's pressures are ever-changing. Caring for our mental health is no longer optional. It's necessary. At North Range Behavioral Health, counselors are available in person or online. The choice is yours. Their caring staff understands the challenges Weld County is facing, and they are ready to help. Call 970-347-2120. That's 970-347-2120 to learn about North Range Behavioral Health's network of support. That's North Range Behavioral Health.
No good story has ever started with a glass of milk. No truer words have ever been spoken, and no bad spirit has ever been poured at 477 Distilling in Greeley. There are so many options when it comes to picking a place for a night out. That's why they combine their locally distilled craft spirits and carefree atmosphere to help people create memories and be confident they'll have a good time. 477 Distilling is open for seating in the tasting room and offers bottles and cocktails to go. 477 Distilling, online at 477distilling.com.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Greeley.
All right, pitching change here for the Vikings. Eric Navarez is a junior who a right-hander will come in and pitch here. Let's see if we got any numbers on Eric this year. Broncos here with an 11-4 lead, 7-run advantage in the sixth inning. Just trying to add to it here. Let's see. Navarez, the junior, makes his third appearance of the year, no record, 10.5 ERA. And when you say that, you have to realize that the team ERA is 10.29. So he's right there in the mix. 2 2/3 innings, so he's only had just those couple of quick performances. 2 2/3 innings, 9 hits, 4 walks, 13 base runners. Holy cow, that's another whip of about 6. Well, remember the days in 2017 when you talked about Pedro Mercado, the stud pitcher for the Valley Vikings? Yeah, Steve Kistler's having a dream about that. He just wants to go back in time, but that's the way high school sports are. Every once in a while, the cupboard just is bare, and that's the way it is for Steve right now. All right, here we go. Avery Valenciano checks in for the Broncos here. Pitch on the way to Avery. Runner goes. And they will concede second base here to Dade Gomez. All right, see what Avery can do. Valenciano in the game, already 3 runs batted in. Team leader in ribbies can go for more right here. And the pitch, that one missed. It's 2 balls and no strikes. There's still not an out in the inning. Two balls and no strikes. Avery's dad is sitting right next to him, and he said he's going to go to right center with this one. Let's see. Pitch here, and he rips it down the left field line. Yeah, he just did that. He doesn't want to agree with his dad at all. He goes down the left field line. 2 runs are going to score. It's a 5 RBI day for Valenciano. Wow. Wow, you've heard that story in your whole life. when your dad says one thing, you want to go do the other. So instead of going to right field, he just goes right down the left field line with it. Says, see, I told you so. Five ribbies for Avery on the day. Boom. Three doubles and five ribbies for Avery on the day. Gives him 18 runs batted in on the season. A big leader for the Broncos here. 13-4, Broncos in front comfortably. That one bounced away. That might have got him on the foot. It did. Carson Adolph, he didn't get the batter. Got the catcher on the foot. Boy, just getting beat up back behind the plate is Carson Adolph here, the freshman catcher. He'll have to walk this one off. Still nobody out here in the seventh inning. I'm sorry, the sixth inning. Wishful thinking that it was the seventh. Three balls and no strikes here. Nobody out. Four runs in the insurance inning here for the Broncos. They led 9-4. Heading into this inning, picked up four here, so it's a 13-4 count. And Steve Kistler is going to come out and see if he can extend the game a little bit here. Steve's a good man, but boy, oh boy, his timing's not great. Now he's going to turn and go the other way, so good for him. All right, a ball and no strikes here and set to go again is Eric Navarez. Navarez deals and the pitch, that one's up in the zone. Yeah, this is interesting. The infield is drawn in for the Vikings as if it's a one-run game. It's 13-4. But if they can force an out here, I'm all for it. Here's the look in the pitch. Fisted right back to the pitcher, and he takes it off his shoe tops. Just hit off the fist that time. And Navarez makes the play, so there's an out. One away. And Hudson Flummerfelt will come to the plate here. Flummerfelt in the ball game, sack fly, couple of K's. Navarez deals and misses away. It's a ball. One ball, no strikes. So runner at third. And I'm sure for the Vikings here, this is a chance where you get to practice infield in. And, you know, when you're a team that's not going to play in the playoffs, you've got to try to find some things to work on. Pitch here, and that one just missed inside. So two balls and no strikes. Braylon Edstrom, the sophomore, is out on deck. He had a good basketball season for Bryant Kanigi's club. Pitch here, missed away. Three balls, no strikes. Last of the sixth inning. Pitch to the plate again, missed it, ball four, four pitches, and a walk down to first base again, and this inning continues. Still just one out. Braylon Enstrom will come to the plate here, and Nick Silvis is out on deck here for the Broncos. 13-4 Platte Valley. They've got runners at the corners and one out here last of the sixth inning. Broncos with the win today are going to go to 416 in that one. That was a tie against the Academy here in a tournament game. No balls and a strike. Edstrom on the day, a couple of walks. He's been hit by a pitch, so he's gotten three free passes. That's up in the zone. It's a ball and a strike. For the Vikings, if we get to the top of the seventh inning, it'll be Doolittle and then probably a couple of hitters. Pitch on the way, ripped left. Oh, my, up in the air to make a play at shortstop. There is Rankin. That's a nice play by the freshman. Takes a base hit away. So two gone. Sometimes when you're a team that's getting beat up, you like to search for something cool. That was cool. The freshman shortstop making a good play. So two away. Speaking of freshmen, here comes Nick Silvis to the plate. Freshman has struck out a couple of times and flied out 0 for 3. Was hit by a pitch back in the fourth inning. That pitch is up, and it's a ball and no strikes. When we are done here, we'll get to the Alt-Feed Mill postgame show, get our Norfolk Iron Medal players of the game and our Journey Homes play of the game. Runner goes. That's one way outside. They'll concede second base to him. Journey Homes, our great play of the game sponsor, 10,000 homes along the front, over 10,000 homes along the front range. They've been doing it for 26 years out here. Northern Colorado's number one builder. Still have a few sites left out at that West Greeley location on Promontory. And that pitch missed away right there. It's 3-0. Give Larry Buckendorf or Carl Tarango a call down at Journey Homes today, or go for all their information. Go to journeyhomes.com. That pitch all the way to the backstop. Nowhere for the runners to go. That one bounces up. The field here in Kersey, it's one of the shortest from the plate to the backstop. It's one of the shortest in the league. And that one was sailed all the way to the backstop on a fly almost. Came back out to the catcher. So bases loaded. Two outs here in the sixth inning. Nick Silvis, the catcher to the plate here for the Broncos, chance to drive a couple runs home. And the pitch that hit him. And that is it. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hit by a pitch, and they'll walk it off in mercy fashion. Final score in six innings today is 14-4. The Broncos get the win. It's their fourth of the season. We'll come back with the Alt Feed Mill postgame show in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, welcome back here to Kersey. We get to the Alt Feed Mill postgame show, 14-4. Platte Valley Broncos, they are on a mission to get to the playoffs, folks. 31 RPI coming in. They win here today. They win Saturday in Gilchrist. And the Broncos might be trying to get their bus ready to go on a trip. Should be fun to see if they get to the postseason here with a 14-4 win today against the Valley Vikings. Broncos go to 4-16-1 on the year. Now 3-13 in conference play. For the Vikings, they dropped to 3-18. 2-13 in conference play. Let's get to our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game. Norfolk Iron and Metal wants to see all Northern Colorado athletes succeed. Very proud to be part of this community. And we're going to go co-players of the game again today. Co-players for our Norfolk Iron and Metal players of the game for the Platte Valley Broncos. Dade Gomez, who gets the win on the hill, also had three base hits and an RBI. He's one of them. And then senior Avery Valenciano. So a couple of seniors on senior day get our co-players of the game. Valenciano had a big day. Three doubles, five RBIs for the senior. Those two are our Norfolk Iron and Metal players of the game, Dade Gomez and Avery Valenciano. For our play of the game, brought to you by Journey Homes, of course. Journey Homes, over 10,000 homes along the front range. NOCO's number one builder. Give Larry or Carl a call today over there, or go to their website at journeyhomes.com for all that they do. Journey Homes' play of the game, and it was a steal. What a play by Howdy Johnson in the ballgame earlier today. Took a base hit away on a diving play, laying completely out at shortstop for a defensive gem. And our play of the game brought to you by Journey Homes. So 14-4 win for the Broncos out here today. Let's just get to you tomorrow, Friday, Clark and the Coach, 11 o'clock. Right ahead of the whole show, we will have Pete Freeman from the Valley Vikings. The basketball coach will be with us, and we'll have a ton of good friends on the show tomorrow with me and Coach Bruce Dick. Then Saturday, can't wait for that. Preps Rewind at 10 a.m., 11 a.m. first pitch for the NCAA High School Conference Championship. It'll be the Windsor Wizards and the Erie Tigers at 11 o'clock from Windsor High School on Saturday. All that's coming up for you on Preps Radio. We thank everybody for jumping in today. Thank you for Michael Kirkpatrick back in the studio for making this thing happen and for you folks listening along. Final score again out here today. It was the Platte Valley Broncos 14, the Valley Vikings 4, and you heard it right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.